Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Southern Dirt Track Report, talking dirt with Ari on the 110 Nation Sports. You can find us at the 110nation.sports.com. That is our parent company. Of course, our page is the 110 Nation Sports Facebook page. You can find us also on Twitter. You can find us at Race Chat Live on Facebook page. Of course, follow Southern Dirt Track Report on Facebook as well. We're going to turn things over to Artie. Artie, welcome to the house.
What's up, everybody? I hope y'all can hear me. I want to do a little sound check here. I am running off of Bluetooth tonight. I'm trying to figure out if this will work better for the sound quality. So if you can hear me loud and clear, just let me know. And feel ready to rock and roll here.
Loud and clear, brother.
So this is our podcast here, Southern Dirt Track Report. We do this every Thursday night, and we are full of guests tonight. Tonight's show is going to be a great show. We're going to be talking Street Stock Nationals. We're going to be talking everything about racing here in the South. Southern Dirt Track Report is growing. We have all kind of awesome things going on behind the scenes, and I'm super excited about it. And tonight is going to be a great, great show. And sometime next week, we might be announcing another big old event thing that's going to be happening with the Southern Dirt Track Report. Right now, it looks like really good weather for this weekend's racing. One track actually canceled already. Baton Rouge Raceway canceled because of the heat advisory. So we'll see how that goes. So they have no racing there Friday night. The heat advisory is like going to be like in the 115s. So they are not going to be racing. So we have a good show here tonight. We're going to be talking later on with Mr. Tim Graves, talking about the classic there in Jackson, Mississippi, and it's going to be an awesome race September the 4th. We're going to be talking with him this afternoon about that. We also got two drivers that are registered for it that's going to be on our show. So they are going to be talking, we're going to be talking with them about their about them getting ready for that show, and the Capital City Classic. We got Jay Dillon on tonight, talking Greensville Speedway. Landon Wallace representing Jackson Motor Speedway. He's going to be on. Jared Hudson will be on. He will be talking South Alabama report. We also got Bridget Walters on. Kevin Dixon. Kevin Dixon's a new one to the show here. Kevin Dixon is the Dothan Motorsports Park Speedway. I'm not sure how you say it, but he is the announcer there. So we're going to have him come on tonight and talk a little Dothan. I'm very excited about that. We got Shannon here in the house here tonight talking Street Stock Nationals. And it's going to be a great show here tonight, no doubt. Dave Chisholm, my buddy, up in North Mississippi, North Alabama, he's going to be giving us the report from up there. And it seems like it's going to be an awesome show here tonight. So the big news of this weekend coming up is that Baton Rouge has canceled due to heat. So we are not racing at Baton Rouge Raceway this weekend. But I can tell you what's going to happen. We're going to head on over to Hattiesburg Speedway, and Ron's going to tell us all about that shortly here. Hattiesburg's going to be the place to be on Friday night. Also on Friday night, if you're not in the Hattiesburg area, Northwest Florida will be running a Friday full show and a Saturday full show to make up for some rainouts that they had. So we got Bridget Walters going to be on in a little while. She's going to be taking y'all on a trip to Northwest Florida, and it's going to be all about what's happening this weekend there. So Friday night, it's going to be Hattiesburg Speedway, or you could go on over to Northwest Florida Speedway in Baker, Florida, and it's going to be a great, great weekend of racing. Another note, the big boys are coming to Outlaw this weekend, the super late models. Or how Chris says it, the super late models. I guess that's how he says it. But they are coming to Outlaw this weekend. It should be a good show. It is going to be a great night of racing there. Pike County's got a big show going on for the mini wedges this weekend, and they have a lot of people out there that have pitched in some money or some things for the kids. The mini wedge race over at Pike County Speedway this weekend is going to be their big race of the season. So get out there early and support these kids. These are the future of our racing sport here, the sport that we love. So we will get them out, and they will put on a show for each and every one of y'all. Get to the track early. I believe they start at like 5:45. They might be starting a little bit later since it's their big show. And the mini wedges are going to be on the track there. Lots of sponsors for that one. And it is going to be a great night over at Pike County Speedway Saturday night. I will be at Hattiesburg tomorrow. I will be at Hattiesburg tomorrow, and I will be at Outlaw on Saturday. That's the plan anyway. Things change all the time. So we definitely need I need some prayers today. I need prayers personally. So if you're out there, you're a prayer, please pray for me. My blood pressure is through the roof, and everything that I get on is just not working. So it was 180 over 113 about 24 hours ago. I didn't check it today because I don't want to be nervous about it, but y'all give me a prayer, and that would be awesome. So we got a great show ahead of y'all here tonight. We at the Southern Dirt Track Report are going to start selling candles, and I had a candle here, and I don't know where it's at, but we're going to have candles for sale on the Southern Dirt Track Report. They're going to come in six different scents, diesel, racing fuel. I don't have the list. So it's going to be racing fuel. I don't remember all of them. But anyway, there's going to be 6 cents. We're going to put a flyer up on the page here and hopefully we're going to start selling them next week. They will be a two-week order, so we will order for 2 weeks, and then they will ship out approximately 4 to 5 weeks after. So, yeah, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready at all. But we are very excited here, and let's get to our first guest. Let's not hold them up. We got Ron Southern. He is the chaplain and the announcer over at Hattiesburg Speedway in Outlaw. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Artie. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you?
Man, it's a blessed week for me. I've had a great week, and good things are happening for me, and I just pray that everybody else gets blessed as much as I have been this week. And, man, I'm looking to a great weekend of racing. I can't even begin to explain how excited I am about what's coming down the road for both Hattiesburg and Outlaw Speedway. So with no further ado, let's get right into it. I'll talk about Hattiesburg tomorrow night. It is the Cars and Stars of the USCS Sprints, and, man, they are going to be battling for the checkers around that quarter-mile dirt track at Hattiesburg right off of Highway 49, and you're not going to be disappointed. It's high-speed action and great family fun, so make sure you tell everybody to head on out there that can. Gates open at 5. Grandstand tickets are $20 adults, and we also have our pure streets, our street stocks and modifieds, and we're going to have some mini sprints in the house too. And this is exciting to Hattiesburg for the fact that these guys may become somewhat regular at Hattiesburg. So we're looking forward to that. We're waiting to see what happens and how many cars show up, but I'm excited about that fact alone. And then left turn photography. Tom Dancy, our official photographer at Hattiesburg Speedway, he's presenting the second annual Sue and Paul DeRoy Memorial Race Night. Now, there's a little bit of history there. Sue and Paul DeRoy, along with Tom Dancy, they did the behind-the-wheel newspaper for a couple years, and they were actually part of getting Spillway Speedway started back up after it shut down for a couple years. So this is to honor Sue and Paul DeRoy tomorrow night. Of course, the place where the kids are part of the race, Hattiesburg Speedway, you definitely want to make sure you bring your kids along. We have the Fan Feature Frenzy and the Honorary Youth Flagman, as always, for those kids. And our Fan Feature Frenzy is going to be featuring our sprint car drivers tomorrow night. So some kids are going to have the opportunity to meet and greet some of those drivers, the top three positions, the podium positions. If they have that autograph, they're going to be able to come down on the track and get a picture and meet that driver. That's what I love about dirt track racing here in the South, especially with what I've been trying to do, getting the kids involved and doing some great things there. Now, the month of August, oh my goodness, month of August is just blowing up at Hattiesburg Speedway, of course. We have the USCS tomorrow night, but Friday, August 20th, is the 10th annual Curtis Burns Memorial Race Night. And we're looking for sponsors that want to come on board, and they can contact Donald Parker, myself, or Robert Cassidy. We've already had a few of them come on board. We're doing all kinds of stuff. Robert put a post out there stating what type of sponsorship we're looking for. I'm going to be creating a poster to put that out there as well. So it's out in front of everybody and see where we're at with that. Next Friday night, it's a regular race night, but we're rescheduling our kids' night that was supposed to take place on July 30th. So this will give the kids an opportunity to bring their box cars out and get on the track on the front stretch at intermission and have some fun. And Artie, you know that's always a good night when the kids are out there with their box cars. And then Friday, August 27th. That's our kids' night finale. So we're having two kids' night in the month of August, and this is our finale night on August 27th, and this is where the season championship trophy will be awarded to one of those kids that have participated through all the kids' nights. So with that said, I don't know what else to tell you. If you're bored on the weekend, I feel sorry for you because there's plenty of stuff going on here in the Hattiesburg area. And there's no excuse. It's not expensive. It's very affordable, and just going to be a great time. So tomorrow night, the USCS Sprint Cars with the mini sprints, pure street, street stocks, and modifieds. Now, as far as Outlaw Speedway, you already mentioned it, Artie. We got the MSCCS super late models coming in the house for the first time at Outlaw Speedway. So the Mississippi State Championship Challenge Series is going to be tearing it up at the 4/10 mile Outlaw Speedway in Perkinston, Mississippi. Do not want to miss this one either if you're in the area. And it's going to be fast, it's going to be fun, and it's going to be living on the edge with these super late models. I know Chad Thrash, Michael Arnold, to name a few of the drivers, are going to be there. I've seen a few others that have already committed. And it's just going to be a great time. So don't miss out on the MSCCS super late models at Outlaw Speedway. Now, for the rest of their schedule, they've stepped it up a bit, and they're trying to make up for some of the rainouts they had. So I've already published out there the Outlaw Speedway modified schedule for the remainder of 2021. August 21st is the Savage Performance Sprints. September 4th, all local classes are racing. September 11th, mark this down, the America Strong Night at Outlaw Speedway, 5,000 to win in the open modifieds. That just blows my mind, and I really hope we get a strong turnout of modifieds on September 11th, as well as September 25th. That's a 3,000 to win for the Savage Performance Sprints, and then October 9th, it's regular racing, October 15th and 16th. That'll round out the season with the redo of the Frostbite 50. October 15th is night number one. October 16th is night number two. So the 15th is heats for all local classes and qualifying heats for crates. 16th is features for all local classes and 5,000 to win in those CRUSA late model class. So, Artie, good stuff happening, good things coming up. And I guarantee you will not be disappointed if you go to either one of these tracks during the month of August and beyond. Now, Hattiesburg is getting close to winding up the season, so make sure you get out there and support these local dirt tracks week after week. Now, some of the drivers that are committed to tomorrow night's sprint car, we got the current USCS National Point leader, and he's a National Sprint Car Hall of Fame inductee, Danny Smith from Chillicothe, Ohio. He'll be driving that number four machine. Now, the interesting fact about Danny, I went to Deep South last weekend and watched him win night number two of the Deep South racing on Saturday night. Danny has now won at least one sprint car main event. Get this, one sprint car main event, 46 out of the last 47 seasons. That's incredible. Then we have 13-time USCS Outlaw champion Terry Gray from Bartlett, Tennessee. Terry has won 94 career USCS features driving his number 10 machine. Then we have the 2020 USCS Mid-South Thunder Tour Regional Series Rookie of the Year, Landon Britt from Atoka, Tennessee, and he'll be piloting his number 10 machine. He already has a feature win this season and is hungry for another. Could it happen tomorrow night at Hattiesburg? Got to be there to see. Then we got the young gun, Alex Lyles from Arlington, Tennessee. He used to race the mini sprints. Now he's racing the full-size 360s, and he's going to be wheeling his number 17 and looking for that win at Hattiesburg. Then Brandon Taylor. Get this. He's been out on a long hiatus, and this is only going to be his second weekend of racing from his hiatus. He took a time off to finish his college degree, and that's hats off to him, Brandon Taylor, for getting that college degree done, and now he's back to racing, and he'll be piloting the 07T out of Cummins, Georgia. Last weekend, he had a second and a fourth place finish during the two nights of racing at Deep South Speedway. He's going to be a threat with it at Hattiesburg Speedway as well. After that long hiatus, he definitely had no rust on that wheel as he was up on the second and fourth place finishes those two nights. So, Artie, I can't even begin to explain how excited I am about both of these nights coming up Friday at Hattiesburg, Saturday at Outlaw, and it's going to be one to remember for sure. Well, I'll turn it back over to you at this time. Artie, and I'm telling you, I sure hope we see packed stands at both places this weekend.
I'm telling you, it's exciting this weekend. I'll be at both places with you, and I cannot wait to watch some good racing. The State Series and then the USCS, it's going to be a good weekend of very fast cars and dirt. No doubt.
Absolutely. One of those weekends that you got to get out and get on your feet.
You definitely. I agree with you 110% on that. So that is Ron Southern there. He is the chaplain and the announcer over at Hattiesburg Speedway and Outlaw. So y'all go give both of those pages a like, Hattiesburg Speedway Racing and Outlaw Speedway, both on Facebook. Y'all check them out. And we are continuing here with the show here. We hope that everyone goes and likes the 110 Sports Nation. The 110 Sports Nation puts this show on for the Southern Dirt Track Report each and every week. Make sure you go out there and give them a like on their Facebook page. They do have www.the. You got to add the, because if not, you go to some kind of crazy site. So the sportsnation.com, I believe it is. And we are on all your favorite podcasting sites, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and more. So y'all check out all that and thank the 110 Nation Sports for putting on our show here for the Southern Dirt Track Report. All right, we have Dave Chisholm. He is our next guy on the totem pole here. We're going to go ahead and get him in a little room here. Dave Chisholm is our North Mississippi and North Alabama, Southern Tennessee, all that whole area up there. How you doing, Mr. Dave?
Hey, Artie, I'm doing all right, man. How about you, bud?
Oh, we're doing great down here. A little hot and humid, but we're making it.
Oh, yeah. It was a little cooler last night, but it was hot today for sure. Yeah, it's still summer, August, right on time. But got a little bit of info and report from last week. You know, I told y'all I planned on going to Gator Speedway there in McNary County, there, home of Buford Fuster, if any of the old guys and people know about that. Right there at Henderson, a little short track, sort of started out as a backyard track, but bloomed into a full-fledged racetrack, and they have good racing. I got my car loaded up. I got my go-kart sitting there. I fired it up, make sure it run, and all of a sudden it started idling really high. Wouldn't come back down, and I noticed vibration on my carburetor. I had a crack intake where it wells to my head, so I should have checked it earlier. I didn't. But last minute, ready to go. Saw that. Thank goodness I didn't go up there and not race, but I sort of like a little kid, you know. I wanted to race really bad, almost in tears, you know. So I was like, dadgummit. So I shoved it out of the way, unloaded my car, and I said, well, if I can't go race, I'll go to the mag and support my guys 110% if they need help. Usually they don't need help, so I stay out of the way, you know, and film or talk politics, whatever I need to do to help somebody or get a report or info. But so I hauled butt, went to the Magnolia Motor Speedway. Let me back up, Artie. That's Friday night. Let me back up. Yes, sir. Friday night. Start back Friday night. The mini mag, the kart track at the mag is the track inside the track. The mini mag kart track. Went out there Friday night. Sport a lot of guys out there. Some of them run my motors and just have a good time with the kids and all the parents. So I eased on down there Friday at right before race time. The pits are in the infield. So I pull all onto the track on the back straightaway, and I'm like, holy cow, what's going on here? I mean, there's cars packed from turn one to turn four from the front straight across to the back straight. So, I mean, the pits are full. I got out. Went to scoring and found out there was 79 go-kart entries and 350 people in the infield pit pass paid. So we had a lot of, constant action. I mean, it was race after race after race through the kids class, the adults class, with four race divisions, with heat races. Some classes, so many competitors had double features. But I didn't get a lot of the names and everything for that because all that is on the My Race Pass app. So you can, on Friday nights, just like any other track that has that, you can get the up-to-date live timing, lineups, and race results off of My Race Pass. So they're on that system now. They did have the transponders on there so they could keep up with positions when they do have a re-lineup from caution. Like I may have mentioned before, that little track, they're teaching the kids how to drive and all on a really, really small, short track. You got to stay up on the wheel. Even adults, I mean, they're battling and clean racing. There's some rubbing going on, but it's short track racing. And a lot of the car racers are dads of the kids, and they're racing. So, you know, the competition level is right there at the top, and none of these races pay any money. They did have trophies for the top three Friday night, and it's more like prestige and bragging rights from week to week, who's the man, you know, or who's the lady of the class. So it was really great racing. Like I said, if carts spin out on their own, if you overdrive the corner a little bit and your cart don't go dead, well, I mean, unless there's just a wreck and the track's blocked up or you're dead in the track, you got to, just like car racing, you got to gather it back up and get back in it, you know. You can't sit there and bring out no caution because they're not really caution friendly. So, But had great racing that Friday night, all night. It's going to have it again this Friday night. Another double feature at the MAG this weekend, Friday night with the kart racing at the Mini MAG. It's $10 to get in, and I'm not sure what the little transponder fee is, but other than that, that's about all it costs. It's really cheap. They got real simple rules, like basically a stock motor, and then you got some medium or mild modified motors, and that's about it. But anything's pretty competitive out there, no matter what the build is, from stock to modified, because it's short track and it's all about corners, getting through the corner, and straight away you take care of yourself because it's not drag racing. But that action will be back Friday night, and I expect it to be probably, 79 or more. I guess the other night, like high 50s, 60s, maybe 70, but it was 79 right at 80 entries, so that's pretty good there. And like I said, Saturday night, that's when I went to go to Gator. Well, my cart didn't run, so I hauled Butch and Magnolia to help the guys because we got three cars out of the shop down there running, one in factory stock, one in street stock, and one in 602 Sportsman late model stock. So got down there. They had everything under control. Like I tell everybody, I like to brag on the guys or whatever, or anybody beside me or whatever like that. I always tell everybody I got the best dadgum pit crew this side east of the Mississippi River. So they take care of three cars and three divisions all night long and try to keep them up front. So we had a good run in our 602 down there. We finished second in it. Our street stock car had a cylinder go down, a push rod bent, and pulled out the rocker arm stud, running on seven cylinders. And our street stock, we had 32 entries in street stock. So anyway, go down there, and like I said, it's a pretty good night. It's weekly points racing at the MAG last weekend, and they started off, I started off at the top, not in particular the way they race, but started off at the top is the Crate Racing USA 604, sponsored by the Track Star Race Cars. There's Mike Bowling there in Cuba, Alabama. Everybody knows him. They had really fast cars in that class, and guys up front, Randall Beckwith, your last year's points champion, he finished first. Evan Ellis, which is leading the points this year right now, finished second. Jeremy is a flyer, Sean. He's fast every time. He finished third in the top three in the Crate Racing USA 604. 602 class, Crate Racing USA, is sponsored by Glenn's Barbecue and Fish there in Columbus. Top three was Tyler Burgess, and they call him Dirt. Cody Chisholm second. Third was Bailey Callahan. Everybody is familiar with that name. Tombo Callahan's son racing in the 602s this year. That was your top three there. And then we go down to the Craig Racing USA Sportsman Modified Division. There a lot of people call it an open wheel division, or open wheel or IMCA cars, Modified Sportsman, sponsored by the Eaton Clinic. Top three was Shay Knight, second Matt Price, followed by Wesley Cribbs. And they had, let me catch right up with you real quick, Artie. They had 9 entries in the 604 class, had 18 in the 602 class, and then the open wheel or the modified sportsman had 10 entries. So we'll go on down. We'll go to the Craig Racing USA Street Stock Division, sponsored by Murphy Towing there in Columbus. They had 18 entries. Jay Knight was only one double winner in 2 classes this weekend, and I think, again, he come in first in the street stock, followed by Brian Fortner. And Libre finished third, but that was like probably one of the best, if not the best race tonight, because Shay and Libre was on the bottom, Shay is on top, and it was side-by-side, little advantage on the corner, little advantage off. If you slip, you lost, catch back up. It was side-by-side, then to the whole race they put on the show, and that's how it ended out in the end there with Shay on top and Leroy slipping back 2 spots to finish third. But Brian Fortner slipping in there to grab that runner-up spot. It was a dadgum good race. And really the ones that I think stole the show, you know, it's a whole class. Again, it don't happen all the time, but it does. The factory stops, depending on what mood these guys in, it could be the best green flag, the flag-to-flag show you ever saw, a green flag, or it could be, the monkey circus. Well, they had 32 entries in factory stock, so they had to run B-Main, and only they took 26 of them. So they were sponsored by William Wells, 3-star tire and auto, and they started off green. They went green for 6, 7, 8 laps or so before there was a 1-car spin out. And I think they went basically green pretty well from there on out. But that race was, I believe it was led pole to pole, flag to flag by Nathan Page there. I think it's out of Guntown or Baldwin up north of us. And second place, the current points leader in this for 2021, Johnny Pannell coming in second, followed by C.J. Hodges, which is he's come out this year and then strong top five runs everywhere he goes so far this year. He finished third. And last but not least is your Hot Shots or Buzz Cars. We call them Hot Shots, sponsored by Murphy Towing. John Avery finished first, Robert Eaton second, and Matthew Gilbert come in third. And that pretty well ended the night of action there. And I said pretty exciting because our street stock car was down. It was down on tire, 7-cylinder, so we didn't run the heat race. Elected to start in the rear and make a lap for the feature because we were like third points in that car. So he gets out there and makes a lap, and I'm filming, and next thing you know, he just keeps making laps. He keeps making laps and keeps gaining spots. So we're down to the 1 lap to go, I think. And there's a car rolls over. I got it on film. Anybody wants to go watch it? I filmed the whole race from front to beginning to the very end, all 1 film last week. And it flipped over right before the white flag come out, and we're sitting in 3rd place, I believe, in that car. Yeah, or 4th place, somewhere right in there. So anyway, or 5th. But I'm like, oh, man, we didn't need a restart. They'll kill us. But they went back they showed them a green white at the same time, come back around for the checkered in the street stop, and we end up not losing a spot, coming out of there smelling like rose, 3rd in points. So that was pretty cool. But this week, like I said, back at the Mag, Mini Mag, Friday night for the kart races. Saturday night at the Mag, stand appreciation night, $5 for the grandstand, 10 and under kids free. Kids, bring your bicycles, bring your Reeboks, your Converse, whatever. We're going to have bicycle races and foot races for the kids there on the front stretch. It's $5 night. The regular weekly racing with a full lineup, full show. Gates open at 3. Drivers meeting 6:30. Races start promptly, or qualifying, whatever. Action on the track starts promptly at 7. So pits are $30. And there'll be another weekend of great racing. A lot of drive. We got some race car drivers there that's racing two or three go kart classes on Friday night, and then racing two classes of different cars on Saturday night. I'm talking about these rascals. There's nothing but racing, you know. So, and we had a great time. It was what was cool about the go kart deal. All the family was in the infield right there, and so they gave the kids and whatever the top three trophies, and right there on the little front stretch of the Mini Mag go kart track. And when they come around there and stop the race and rest get off and they get ready for the picture, all the family is right there. I mean, the mom, the dad, the uncles, the aunts, whoever's there with them, the whole family comes out and gets like a group photo with them, and that's just was like super cool. So I think I filmed 45, 48 minutes of them on the track last week from the actual mag flag stand looking at the infield. Probably the best place to do it. And actually run out of battery power and didn't have an auxiliary battery with me, but I'm going to try to write that down on my forehead and remember this Friday night and get a little more of the card action for everybody. So, you know, I try to film. As long as we got pit crew help, I try to film, you know, for people that can't get to the races, not saying that, you know, it's stopping them from coming to grandstands, because nobody, I don't know nobody that's going to sit home and watch a video from me or anybody else locally when they could go to grandstands and feel the thunder and the thumping of the horsepower coming out of them things and all that, and the rumble, you know, when they go green, green, green off four and light them all up at one time. There's nothing like it. But I film, and other guys film for the people who can't make it, the sick, elderly, you know, or even maybe financial, and people that's off other parts of the country, around the world in the service, got family racing here. So it don't really take nothing away from the track, but I think it gives a lot more back to them as far as promotions and getting the word out, people finding out that never knew about them and tuning in, spreading the word, catching great track action, and even racers. So like, man, I might make a trip up there one day. So, you know, I think it's a good thing, and I wouldn't take a penny for it for doing it or whatever. I kind of enjoy doing it. Never meant to do it, you know, to do that, but there I am, here I am doing it. So I enjoy it, and I do it for those people that can't be there with us. So, but that's about all I got, Artie. I didn't get a whole lot from the other tracks. You know, there's so many. I will mention that I'll give you more news next week. Gator Speedway coming up here in another week or so. We'll be having a big benefit race, once-a-year deal, annual deal for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. For, you know, it's another thing. Everything we do is about the kids and for the kids. If they're 8 years old to 80 years old, because if we're racing or we're around racing, whatever, I guarantee you each and every one of us has a little bit of a kid inside their heart somewhere, and we're all just one big family, and we're doing it for the kid and all of us, especially the little ones. So that's about all I got.
What classes do they run in the carts over there at the MAG?
Well, they got like sort of like a little, like for the little bitty beginners, you know, that, well, they got like the mini sharp late models for the really little ones. And then they got like a pure stock or whatever for the 5 to 8 year olds, you know, your beginners. And then I think they got a class maybe for a little bit older juniors, but we've only got like it may be split up a little more. I'm still catching on to this new program, because we got like an A class, a B class, a C class, and then maybe a C open or something. So I'm just catching on to all this, you know, already on this. It's a totally new format. It's pretty simple. It's nothing like anybody has ever raced like they would at down south or Jackson or Talladega. It's no AKRA. It's no national sanction rules. It's just some friendly little simple rules. Not no a lot of incentive to you know, to not a lot of incentive to go spend a ton of money from a big engine builder to get the best of the best. You know, it's just more like, it's more geared towards getting these kids out there. It don't matter if they got brand new equipment or not, but it's new racer friendly for kids or adults. I mean, you can get you a 300, 4, 5, 6, 7, 800, whatever it is you can find, go-kart, a cheaper go-kart, older go-kart that's adjustable, and get you a good little old peppy motor and a small gear, about a 12 driver, and and get out there and learn, have fun, be competitive. I mean, I know people now. I just kind of like tell on him a little bit. He won't mind. Dr. Dirt, Johnny Stokes, you know, the one that owns the mag. He's got this mini mag. You know, we've approached him before. I've had to beg, you know, the car tracks, not literally, but I mean, I've had to all but beg Rodney and Johnny and Columbus Speedway now, you know, over the past few years to be able to schedule an unlimited all-star race that I'm supposed to give two of them a year for our region for national points. Well, without go-kart tracks, I'm at the mercy of the car tracks, and I always, over the years, kind of got the nose, the snub, you know, of the go-karts. You know, nobody cares about go-karts. Well, you know, Dr. Third, you got him a go-kart right off the bat. It started out before they built the mini-mag race and backyard tracks, and you know, he's running right up there in the front with the men and the big boys loving it. And this past Saturday night, there was three or four of us left when everybody else left, and Johnny's got an injured collarbone and an arm right now, and he's sort of talking like, well, you ain't going to get the race no more this year, Johnny. And he's like, bull crap. He said, I'm fixing to heal up. He said, I can't wait to get back in my go-kart. And I'm like, you ever get in one, I mean, there's nothing else like it. I don't know if there's any drugs, if there's anything else that is more addictive than go-kart racing if you ever get in one. So, you know, if you don't want to get involved, don't never set in one. But if you ever do, just prepare to enjoy it. So.
Yeah, you're right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Dave. That's Dave Chisholm. I appreciate you coming on the show here tonight. Always a pleasure hearing you. Anything else you want to say last minute?
That's it, Artie. Just everybody get out there and support your local dirt tracks and have a good time and cheer and make them drivers, make them go.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Dave Chisholm. He is out north Mississippi and North Alabama. He gives us all the news and stuff for that area, and we appreciate him coming on each and every week. We want to make sure y'all give a shout-out to the 110 Nation Sports for having us on here tonight. Look up the 110 and give them a like, and also the Southern Dirt Track Report right here. You know, come give us a like, and we have huge news now coming up for the next 20 minutes or so. We are going to be talking Street Stock Nationals, the big one, the House of Hook. We got Shannon on the line, and we are talking Street Stock Nationals now. Shannon, how you doing tonight?
Doing good. How about yourself, Artie?
Doing great. We are excited and pumped. We're just a few days away from the kickoff of the Street Stock Nationals. Tell us what's going on. Tell us the exciting news. I know we have a lot to talk about here, and we only have 20 minutes, but let's talk some Street Stock Nationals.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've had a lot of anticipation, excitement built up for this race. Matter of fact, right before I come on, we just had another entry come in. The entries have been just unbelievable this year. Right now, we're sitting at 131 street stocks and 128 factory stocks. So it's just unbelievable. Can't wait to get started Wednesday night. I'll run through the schedule real quick if that's what you want me to do.
Yeah.
Wednesday night on August 11th, the pit gates will open up at 10 o'clock. If you do want to come in a little bit earlier than that, we will be there to let you in. But the actual pit gates when we start selling pit passes will be at 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll kick practice off Wednesday night at 6 o'clock with both classes, with the factory stock and the street stock. We'll probably run between 6 and 9 with both classes. And then at 9:30, we'll shut it down and we'll go to our one-hour time session that we do with the street stocks only. For the provisional that they race or they time in for during that time with the fastest speed. And there's a provisional up during that time, that one-hour time frame, and it goes to the fastest car during that practice session that does not make the A-main on Saturday night. So that's Wednesday night. Then we'll start things off Thursday night. Gates will open at 1 o'clock. Also, before on practice night on August 11th, the spectator side will not be open. It will be the pit side only. We're just going to run the pit side on that night and start with the spectator gate the next night. But the pit gate will open up at 1 o'clock on Thursday. Spectator gate will open up at 3. That night will be street stock only. We will hot lap our street stocks, qualify them, run their 6 qualifiers, locking in the top 2. Then we'll move over to Friday night. Pit gate will open up at 1 o'clock. Again, spectator gate at 3. We'll have our drivers meeting that night at 6 o'clock, and then we'll go right into factory stock hot laps. Then we'll go to our street stock B mains. Those who didn't make it through the qualifiers will line up in B mains. Then we'll run our factory stock qualifying. Then we'll go to our top 6 dash, and then we'll have our heats for the factory stock. So factory stocks program will not start till Friday. Then Saturday we'll come in. We'll have our drivers meeting at 4:30. Pit gate will open up at 10 on Saturday. Spectator gate will open up at 11. And then, like I said, we'll have our drivers meeting at 4:30. And then right after the drivers meeting, we'll start lining cars up to do our state flag parade lap. So if you're coming to this event, please bring your state flag to represent your state during that parade lap. That's always a fan favorite. We get all of our street stocks and all of our factory stocks out on the track and just kind of do a fan appreciation deal and let them see all the cars on the track at one time. It's a pretty cool deal. Then we'll start going right into our street stock non-qualifier race. That's the race that we take the winner, and he has the decision to either go to the feature or take the money. Then we'll run our factory stock B mains, and right after the B mains, we'll have our street stock main event. And we're hoping to have that thing on the track, you know, somewhere in between 9 or 10 o'clock. Our whole goal this year is to get out there, get the racing program and get folks out of there a lot better than what we did last year. Then we'll have our factory stock non-qualifier. Again, that's the winner of that race has a choice of going to the feature or taking the money. And then after that, this year we're going to do something a little bit different that we haven't done the last few years. If you do not make the A main in the street stocks, you will run a feature race on Saturday night. So everybody that does not make the non-qualifier, the main feature, those paying races, you will run a paid feature on Saturday night in the street stock division. And then after that, we will run our factory stock, pure stock challenge A main right after that, and then that will end the program. So big week coming up, expecting a lot of people, and we're really getting excited at Why Not.
So do y'all have a cap y'all putting on these street stocks and factory stocks?
Yeah, we got a cap of 144. Ronnie and I talked about it earlier a couple weeks ago about, you know, the whole goal this year is just people being able to come there, be a little bit more comfortable, not be so congested, which is, you know, one of the reasons why we cut it down. You know, in the past we ran 6 classes. This year we're only running 2. We're running factory stock and street stock. And one of the other things was just, you know, the pits always being just congested. Cars couldn't get to the pit road to line up, you know. Well, we decided to put a cap on it. I don't know if we'll reach the cap. Like I said, we have 131 street stocks and 128 factory stocks, but we did want to put a cap there just in case we did start, you know, approaching those numbers.
Yeah, it's a really an unbelievable weekend. And like you said, they had 6 classes, and, you know, some of the heats and features, the sun would be coming up when we were still out there.
It was not good.
Yeah, I'm excited about the change with just the 2 classes. That's what it's all about anyway. That was the focus and the highlight for your factory stocks and your street stocks. So now they're definitely focused on those 2 classes and not anything else. So I do like that part.
Yeah,
for a reason.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And that is the focus. Get it back to what it's supposed to be for. This race was brought about to spotlight the street stocks and the factory stocks, you know, and those grassroots classes. And when you bring, you know, and those other classes are, you know, they're our support divisions all year long, but it's just the magnitude of the event has gotten so big that to make it to where we get out of there at a decent time, we had to cut back somewhere. And, you know, the best thing was just to do the street stocks and factory stocks only.
Definitely. So let's talk about the payout for the weekend. I know you said you got some qualifying races and B mains, A mains. How's all that working out as far as the paid schedule?
Okay, so the qualifiers on Thursday night, we'll run 6 of those, and those will pay $600 to win. Then on the main event for the street stock, we'll pay $5,000 to win, And then the those B features, non-qualifiers, the ones that don't make the feature, those are paying $500 to win. And then in the factory stock, the main event there will pay $3,000 to win.
So lots of money for the weekend.
Yes, sir. It's a big purse, but you know, we've done everything we can to find a way to make it to where, you know, most people won't go home empty-handed. And those B features, we had done them in the past, and the drivers really appreciate them, and we kind of got away with it because of time, really. So we're bringing that back to help some, to, you know, help those out. You know, we got 131 cars. Only 37 are going to make the main event. So that's, what, 90-something cars that doesn't make the main event? So we wanted to give a chance to give something back to them guys.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds awesome. Now, the winner of those, are they going to be able to advance to the next, or no? That's going to be
No. Those races will take place after the main event.
Okay. Awesome.
So that's just them for them a chance to earn some money to go home on, basically.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, that's awesome. That's awesome that y'all doing that. That's a good deal all the way around.
But yeah, we're getting really excited. Getting a lot of calls about. I mean, just it's unbelievable the amount of calls that we take daily of people that this is our first time coming. You know, we're really excited about it. And another thing, if you can't make it this weekend, it will be live streamed on Crate Racing USA TV. They come on board this year. I know we tried it last year with Flow Sports and we didn't get the results that we wanted to. But this year, the Wi-Fi issue's been fixed. Why not? And Crate Racing USA TV will be broadcasting the race live.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've seen Crate Racing USA is on board. That's always a good deal there. And we know it's going to be a packed house. So what are y'all looking at as far as, like, time-wise this year? You think it's going to be a lot earlier since we only run into two classes?
Tool that we use Rodney, I don't know where he found it at, but you can basically take the cars, the amount of cars that you have entered, the amount of laps, the amount of heats, B mains, whatever, and throw it in this app or this software program, and it'll spit out times. And what it's telling us is that we'll probably be done each night somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, 11:30, 12 o'clock. So definitely going to be a big improvement from where we were last year. And
that's
another
awesome
thing that we've done is last year we had some issues with cleaning the track up and getting cars, you know, off the track whenever we go caution and all. And we've done reached out to a lot of people, and we're expecting to have multiple record services there helping us, plus some equipment to help us clean off the track to where we can get, you know, our goal is always at Why Not, when you go yellow, get everything under safe conditions, get the track cleared so we can go back green, and that's going to be our motto for this, you know. Safety, green. You know, we want to get back to green flag racing, so you know, we're not sitting out there 10-15 minutes waiting to get our wreck cleaned up. So that's our goal this year, and hopefully with all the help that we have, we'll be able to do that.
Now, as far as the staff goes, I know that prepping this track, what, 5-6 days in a row, you know, I've seen that y'all already started prepping. Tell us about how that turnaround is from one night to the next. With the back-to-back like that.
Yeah, we got Mr. Bill Moffitt, Tim Dees, and a bunch of them guys. They do an awesome job of prepping the track. But, you know, I'm sure as soon as we get done racing each night, Bill will go out there, take a look at the track, see what it needs. And if it needs something done that night, he'll do it that night. If not, he'll be there first thing in the morning to get it ready for the next day. And, you know, in the past, and I think with being down to two classes and the time that we have, you know, if Rodney and them see that we need to do some track prep during the event itself, you know, we got some tools that we can use there to make improvements, to try to improve the racing condition and make sure that we have a good racy track for everybody.
Yeah, that sounds good. Because I know that's a lot of work, you know. With the regular track just running a Saturday, you know, they tear it down, and all week long they work that track until that next Saturday. Well, here you only have, what, 12, 13 hours probably in between one night and the next. So lots of work get put into putting a dirt track show on that people don't understand, and it's going to be a long weekend for you, definitely, and it's going to be a great weekend. Tell us about what's going on with the sponsors. I know there's a lot of people on board. tell us about the sponsorship that y'all have so far.
Yeah, we've been blessed on the sponsorship, the contingency program and everything. And I can run through them real quick if we've got time, just to give them some recognition.
Yeah, definitely.
First, you know, Crate Racing USA, they're our title sponsor. We appreciate them guys. Strength Roofing and Siding, they're our presenting sponsor. We got ProFab Headers, Lizard Lit Pit Lights, Dominator Race Products, Walker Auto Service, Knowles Race Products, John's Timber, Burke's Home Improvement, LoveStuff.com, they do our topless award. They've done it since day one. They've been with us all 9 years. We got Statement Race Cars. They're going to be our dash sponsor, putting up $500 for the winner of the top six dash. Them Minor Boys YouTube channel, they're our quick time sponsor. They're giving $200 to the fast lap in the straight stock division. Jason Jackson and Jackson Jr. Trucking, they're going to give some H500s away. Lookout Graphics, Jeremy has always been really good to us. He does all of our checkboards, plus he's getting a wrap away. Pine Knoll Nursery, New Arrow, Ricky Green and his company, they're giving a kind of a cool award this year, Knocking Down the Wall Award. So anybody gets up on that top side and knocks a spoiler off, Ricky Green's company New Arrow is going to give a new spoiler to them. Also on that award, Chase Holland and Chase Holland Races have put $250 up for Knocking Down the Wall Award. Then we got Morgan Motorsports. They're our qualifier sponsor. They've given an extra $100 to each one of the qualifying winners. So that's pretty cool. Big Isle Lubricants out of close to y'all over there. We met them at Pike County. Man, there's some great people over there, and they're come on board, and they're giving some oil away. Extreme Graphics by J-Rod, he gives a wrap away. Fast Shaft, they're giving a drive shaft. Circle Track, they're coming in. They're going to be our parts vendor. They're coming. They'll be set up on vendor roads selling tear-offs and parts like that. War Shocks, Velocita, they're giving a fire suit away to the 14th place finisher in the street stock feature. Quick Car, Dirt Defender, Hunt the Front, they're sponsoring lap one of the street stock feature, so the leader at lap one is getting $250. Trey Bright and Bright Services, they're sponsoring lap 25. The leader of lap 25 will get $250. Wilson Race Cars, they're out of Florida. Trent and Rhett Wilson over there, they build race cars, and they're the quick time sponsor for the factory stock. The factory stock quick time will get $100. Walker Electric, they're sponsoring some laps. Swift Springs, Race Logic School, they're giving a class a pass to a class away. 1-3 Apparel and Design, Bryce Sheesby and them, they're a lap sponsor. Chase Holland Racing, like I said, Knocking Down the Wall Award. Stone Pit Lights, they're giving a set of pit lights away. And then Adeline Strong, Trevor Woodard and them, they're giving $100 extra to the 15th place winner. Ford Race Cars. And then TJ Paul just come on today with HP Graphics. They're giving a wrap away. We just got to figure out what place we're going to give it to. But, yeah, we have just been blessed. Tim Morrell from Pike County and Tim M. Motorsports, they're sponsoring some laps, and they're also sponsoring a hard charge award for the factory stock of $100. So, yeah, we've been blessed with sponsorship. It's just unbelievable the amount of support that we get for this race.
Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely become a huge race, not only in the South, but across the nation. This race is recognized from coast to coast. We usually have, you know, I know in the past we've had people from all over the place. How many states are represented this year so far?
I think it's 26. I mean, we got one coming from New York, Indiana, Illinois, and pretty much every state, you know, down south, you know, east of the Mississippi River.
That's awesome.
It's awesome, man, just the support.
Yeah, that is unbelievable. It's going to be an exciting weekend. I'm excited. I'll be there.
Are you coming?
I'll be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So,
okay.
I'm gonna get off of work Thursday a couple hours early, and we're gonna head up. So we'll be.
Good deal, man. We're excited to see everybody. Yeah, we're excited to see everybody come in. We've been working on this, you know, for almost half, you know, the last 6 months. There is a lot of work put in this, you know, and it wouldn't be put you know, and we wouldn't be able to do it if we didn't have a lot of people, good people surrounded with us. You know, Rodney, of course, all the folks at Why Not, that, you know, the track people that, that prep the track, Mr. Bill and them, you know, just a bunch of people makes this thing happen. And yeah, we're getting excited and nervous at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, because it's showtime now. We're less than a week away. Gates open 10 a.m. on Wednesday, so we're six
yeah.
days and counting.
We,
so normally, national.
Yeah, normally every year you'll have cars start rolling in, like I said, on Tuesday night, and we've had calls. We'll have people setting up campers this weekend, you know, bringing their campers in, you know, let's say like from Columbus or a couple hours out and go ahead and get them set up for the weekend. So, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll start seeing people actually start coming in Saturday, I think.
Wow, that's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. People come, you know, a week ahead of the show. That's
mm-hmm.
good times, too. Good times for everybody there. And it's going to be an exciting weekend there, an exciting long weekend there at Why Not, the House of Hook. I'm excited.
Yes, sir.
You know, we're ready to go see some street stocks, factory stocks. It's going to be a great weekend all the way around.
Yes, sir. And, Artie, we appreciate Southern Dirt Track Report for letting us come on and talk about the Southern Street Stock Nationals. And like I said, you know, we'll see y'all Thursday. I guess Jared coming with you, too?
Yeah, Jared will be up there. I don't know what day he's going up, but he'll be up there.
Okay.
We got about
yep,
five
okay.
or six
well,
coming from Slidell.
Good
so
deal.
We're coming.
Good deal, man. We look forward to seeing y'all there.
Definitely excited. We'll see you then.
All right, man. Y'all have safe travels coming into Meridian.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Shannon.
Yes,
he is the race director over at Why Not Motorsports Park. The House of Hook, the big show, Street Stock Nationals. Going to be rocking and rolling next Wednesday night. It kicks off with a practice night. You don't want to miss it. Pits going to open at 10 a.m. Practice starts at 6 and 9 p.m. They'll start the qualifying and all that practice stuff. It's going to be a great, great week of racing there at the House of Hook. All right, we're going to go ahead and bring our next guest in. It's Bridget Walters. And she is Northwest Florida's Bridget, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. We are talking to Northwest Florida. Y'all got a huge weekend coming up this weekend, Friday mm-hmm. and Saturday. Tell us all about it.
Yes, we are racing both nights. Friday is a makeup night from a rainout that we had. And so we are racing all classes on Friday, and it's just a regular race, nothing, no intermission, special stuff going on Friday night. But we are racing all of our normal classes. So that's going to be pure stock, vintage, slingshots, mods, 602s, bombers, and the Stingers all on Friday. And then Saturday is going to be a meet the driver night. So we're racing all of our regular classes again, same thing. And then we're going to have a meet the driver intermission, and then we're going to do a backpack giveaway for the kids going back to school. And several of our drivers have donated that, and some of the track officials have also put together some bags, and we'll get that all together for them. So we're super excited, and we're ready. Scott's up there working on the track right now, getting it all together for tomorrow night. And so we're, like I said, we're so ready to race.
Yeah, I was looking at it Friday night. Y'all running two classes that are not running on Saturday. Is that correct?
That's not correct. We changed that. So we took those two off because Tri-County was going to run on Saturday, and they were going to run the Bombers and the Stingers there, and then we were going to run the rest of our classes there at our track. So Tri-County has canceled their races for Saturday, and so we have went ahead and put everybody back on for Saturday. So Friday night is a makeup race, but we were doing double points for them because they were going to miss tomorrow night, but that's all water under the bridge now. So everybody is racing on both nights.
Oh, that's sweet, sweet, sweet. So it's going to be a big, big weekend there. I'm sure y'all have some people camping out and having a great, great time there for sure. Yeah, it's going to be. What are y'all expecting as far as y'all got an idea who's coming and who's not?
No, I mean, so, you know, most people are getting ready for Why Not, and some people are not willing to take that risk to get their car on a track and then something happen while they're out there, and that's okay. We understand. But there are several people that are not going to Why Not, and we expect a huge turnout. So we're super excited about it. I know that some of the guys, some of our main guys are going to go over there for the Pure Stock race. We've got about three or four of them that are going to go that are going to be present over there and representing for us, and I know they're going to do a fabulous job. And they may come race with us on Friday, but Saturday is no guarantee for them.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, I was wondering how that was going to work out. I didn't realize that Tri-County had canceled.
That is what we had heard. That is what we had heard, is that they had canceled. So don't quote me on that, but that is why we switched back to having everybody on Saturday.
Yeah, I just read it. I just read it on their Facebook page. In Tri-County, we're sorry to announce that the weekend makeup race has been canceled. So they are definitely canceled, and they will be racing on August the 14th. So that's kind of crazy, but
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said with the Street Stock Nationals on the 14th, that's, you know, but they're going to have $1,000 modified.
Yeah, and so, you know, over at Why Not, they're running only pure stocks and factory stocks and the street stocks. So, you know, that leaves open a lot of opportunity for other people to put in those big races. So they're going to take advantage of that, and I just hope and pray that their track and their weekend is going to be great.
Definitely, definitely, yeah. They're going to have $1,000 to win modified challenge race. So that's going to bring in some mods. That's going to bring in some mods over there at Tri-County.
Yep.
So Northwest Florida, let's let people know how they can reach y'all on Facebook, website, phone number.
You can go to the website. We don't have a website. We have Northwest Florida Speedway. And it's all typed out, Northwest Florida, one word, or Northwest is one word, Florida Speedway. And we always are updating that. There is a full-out year schedule on there. We put that out there normally at the end of the year for the next year. We get all that situated, and we kind of put everything in. Now, we do work with Tri-County, and we kind of go off of their schedule, so we race opposite weekends of Tri-County. And so, you know, we really work with Isaiah real well. They are just great people over there, and we really enjoy them. Everything that we have to announce, if there's any other weather changes or anything like that, we always post that on our Facebook page. So definitely follow that and keep up and share away. Let everybody know we're coming. And, again, we're racing both nights this week, all classes. And then Saturday is going to be the big meet the driver. Everybody loves that, to get out on the track with their drivers. A lot of those drivers bring their pictures and sign autographs and stuff like that. So don't forget to bring your Sharpie so they can sign whatever it is that you're wanting. And sometimes they have their own little giveaways and stuff too. And then we'll have a couple backpacks that we'll be getting rid of, giving away. You won't have to enter or anything for those. They'll just kind of either draw the children's ticket, general admission ticket, or I'm not really sure how we're going to do that yet, but normally that would be one of those, or we'll have some kids just kind of randomly picked out of the audience. So we're so excited to see everybody, and we can't wait to get back on the track.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It's going to be a great weekend. Pure Stocks, Vintage, Bombers, Sportsman, Slingshots, IMCA Mods, and the Stingers, Friday and Saturday night. Northwest Florida Speedway, y'all, is going to be the place to be. If you're in the Panhandle, you definitely want to check that out. Fans, drivers, and anybody in between, Come on out and support Northwest Florida Speedway. Support Scott Sessions and what he is doing there. And thank you so much, Bridget Walters, for coming on to our show tonight.
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a great evening.
All right. You too. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Bridget Walters with Northwest Florida Speedway. Listen, it's going to be an awesome, awesome race there this weekend, Friday and Saturday. And I'm telling you, it is going to be a packed house at Northwest Florida. Definitely want to check that out. If you get the chance to go on up, go check that out. It's going to be good. So, all right. Now we are got a first timer here. We got Kevin Dixon. He is the announcer over at Dothan, and we are going to talk with him. How are you tonight, Kevin?
Pretty good. How about you, Artie?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, doing great. We talked at Dothan Motor Speedway. Tell us what's going on over there.
Well, just to introduce people to the track, we are a 3/8 semi-bank oval in southeast Alabama, and we're getting back running this year and getting our schedule up for next year. But this weekend, we have a $1,500 to win 604 crate late model race, as well as a $550 to win street stock, $500 to win enduro or pure stocks, and $500 to win four cylinders. So it's going to be a big weekend. We got practice tomorrow night from 5 to 9, and we're just looking forward to a good weekend of racing.
Definitely. I just watched probably about an hour ago. They out there prepping the track already, getting it ready for this weekend.
Track, we got red clay and a little bit of sand mixed in, kind of like a Southern Raceway style surface, and it takes a lot of water and a lot of packing, but we work on it all week, and it's about ready to go.
Definitely. So this weekend, the Cottonwood School Supply race. So tell us about that. Y'all going to try to fill up a pickup truck or something like that?
Yes, sir. So our track is called Dothan Motor Speedway, but it's actually south of Dothan. It's in a little town called Cottonwood, and Cottonwood has a K-12 school. So we're doing a back-to-school bash for the school, and we're doing like a school supply drive. So anybody, any of the fans or the drivers that come in, if they bring a bag full of school supplies, they will receive $5 off of their pit pass or general admission. And all them supplies are going to be donated to the local elementary and high school. And then at intermission, we're going to have a driver ride-along. So we're going to bring some of our cars out onto the track and let the kids and adults, if they want to, just take a couple laps around the track. So that's going to happen during intermission. And we've got all kind of other little cool things that we're getting together. But that's the big thing is the $5 off general admission, and then the kids can ride the cars during intermission around the track.
Awesome, awesome. So you still work at the Needmore?
Yeah, I do a little bit of part-time stuff over there at Needmore, and I also do a little part-time stuff with Black Horse Speedway in Albany. But Dozen's home. I live 2 miles from the racetrack, so that's my home track, and that's the one that I support and help out the most.
Not to get off of the racing subject, but is the drive-in theater still open out there?
Is the what now?
The drive-in new movie theater?
Yes, I believe it is still open. I've actually never been out there. I only live about 30 minutes away, but I've never been out there.
Oh, okay, yeah, we visited there. We went on vacation to Dothan 1 year, and we got to go to the drive-in theater. That's the first time I ever did anything like that, so that was pretty cool. So tell us about the car counts there. They've been all right, decent, need some help?
Yeah,
or?
So the track was established in 2001, and we ran from 2002 all the way to 2015, and we took about a 3 or 4 year break, started back up last year, and now management has taken back over this year. And car counts have been really good, been really impressed. The owner's been very satisfied with the program. We had a Sunday race about a month and a half ago, and we had a full field in all 7 divisions. Some of the vintage the last race we had, some of the vintage drivers from Deep South rained out. So Mr. J.D. Fuqua called us and said, hey, I got 8 vintage drivers, and we're headed that way. And so we told them to come on. So the last race we had a very good turnout, and we had about 13 vintage that was there with us. So we've had a real good turnout the last few races.
Awesome. I knew y'all had took a break there at Dothan, and then this year y'all just running 1 weekend a month. I believe that's what it is.
Except the month of August. We have actually we're racing this weekend as well as August 21st. So we're trying to get the two weekend deal set up, And next year, our schedule is being made out. We're the bad part about us is we're right in the middle of Needmore, Albany, East Alabama Motor Speedway in Phoenix City, and then we have to run against Northwest Florida, Tri-County, and Milton. So that's so many tracks within 2 hours or 4 hours of each other. So we're trying to put our schedule around everybody else's. So, you know, you're going to eventually run over somebody, but you still got to put a schedule out there.
No, yeah, no, no doubt, no doubt. You're gonna butt head somewhere, somehow. Y'all got a lot of tracks around your area, and so when the track closed, you said in 2015. Is it a new owner now, or is it the same owner just redone? Or
yeah, it's the same owner. We got new officials though, new race director, new name, and so we're just it's like a fresh beginning. Same racetrack, just different, same land, same property, just different name and some different management in different places. New tech man, new race director, stuff like that.
Definitely. That sounds awesome. Awesome. Any word on your sponsors? You want to give a shout out to any of the sponsors for Dozen?
Yeah, we got a couple sponsors that come on big this week with us with this 1500 to win 604 race. And by the way, we're really looking forward to this race. This is the first time we've ran 604s. In quite some time. So we're definitely looking forward to that, hoping to get some big names in here. But we just some of our sponsors are rockauto.com, which is nationwide, and some of our local sponsors are Accurate Metals of Dothan, Holland Motorsports of Dothan, O'Reilly Auto Parts there in Dothan. Also got to thank Barnes Family Fencing. They put up $250 added to the purse, so that completed to the $1,500. And we got several more sponsors that you can, our local weekly sponsors, you can check out on our Facebook page, which is Dothan Motor Speedway. And that's where our main source of contact for people are, is on Facebook.
Definitely. Yeah, y'all check it out. Dothan Motor Speedway. It's at Dothan Motor Speedway. Just put your at symbol and just type in Dothan Motor Speedway all together, and you'll pull up the Facebook page. And they have their schedule up right as soon as you look at it. The first thing you're going to hit is the schedule. They're going to be running August 21st, this weekend as well, the 7th, correct?
Yes, sir. We're going to be running the 7th and the 21st, and we're also going to run the 3rd Saturday in September. And then pay attention to the Facebook page because we've got something big in the works. We're planning on it being our biggest race, and that's going to happen sometime in October or November. We're still working out the details on that one. But I think at last count across 6 divisions of classes, the payout was over right at $50,000. So that would be the biggest race we've ever put on.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. We're going to definitely come check you out at least one of these weeks. I know we only have a few races left there for the season, but we're definitely going to come. We'll definitely head over that way. Maybe the September the 18th race. That sounds like we might be able to get away there. Come check y'all out over at Dothan Motor Speedway. Anything else you'd like to add on here?
I don't think so. Y'all just come support us. We're kind of a family-run, family-oriented little southern dirt track in southeast Alabama. We're family-oriented, and it's all about the kids. It's all about the families. And man, we just love racing and having a good time.
Definitely. Well, we appreciate you coming on our podcast here. Y'all can check it out. Y'all make sure y'all get to the Facebook page, Dothan Motor Speedway on Facebook, and they have the whole schedule there. They're at 426 Bud Moore Road in Cottonwood, Alabama, right there on Bud Moore Road. It is the home of Bud Moore, huh?
Yes, sir. He used to live there before he passed away several years ago.
Definitely. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on our show here tonight. We look forward
yes,
to
sir.
Hearing Thanks. From you possibly next week. We'll get some results and all that stuff from you. You can definitely come on next week and talk about some results. So,
yes, sir. Appreciate y'all having us.
Hey, not a problem. Thank you so much. All right, y'all. That yes, is sir. Kevin Dixon with Dothan Motor Speedway. Y'all check him out on Facebook. It's the place to be this weekend, this Saturday night. And they're also going to be running Saturday, August 21st, September the 18th, October the 16th, and November the 20th. So y'all go over to Cottonwood, Alabama, and y'all check out some great racing there at Dothan Motor Speedway. All right, we got Jarrett Hudson on the line now. Jarrett is going to be talking some deep south. What's up?
What it do? How'd it do, folks? Hope y'all mighty fine folks having a good day. But, yeah, I went to Deep South Speedway last weekend. Went both nights for the Friday night USCS Outlaw Thunder Tour. Sprint cars rolling into town, 360 Outlaws. Really cool to see all the legends up there. Get to see Miller Time, Michael Miller, so many good drivers. You had the 14 of Jordan Mallett won the race Friday night. Really cool, really cool. And then you have all these like Shane Morgan, Danny Smith, all these big names, the best of the best. 360 Outlaw Terry Gray, 13-time champion Terry Gray was there. So a lot of good. Got to see Friday night, got to see my friend Derek Long, Kane, win his first Pure Stock race at Deep South Speedway. That was super awesome. I was so excited. Go to our page, Southern Dirt Track Report. You can see my interview where I interviewed him after the race. That was really cool to see his excitement. I mean, he was as excited as a fat kid at a buffet line on Valentine's Day. You know, the busiest day of the year for restaurants. You know, that kid pushing people out to weigh my food. So anyways, it was cool to see Derek that excited. And I told him the Force was with him because, as y'all know, he's got the Star Wars themed race car. That was really cool to see Kane win. Congratulations. His brother, Dustin Long, was in, surprised him, and Dustin works with NASCAR on NBC, so he traveled all across the United States with NASCAR on NBC, covering NASCAR races and writing stories for NBC on NASCAR. So that was really cool to have a big celebrity news media person watching the races. That was his first time to ever see Derek race. So that was really cool to have their whole family there. And pray for Derek and his dad. You know, his dad's not doing the best. Got, I think, his Alzheimer's or dementia. And just pray for his dad and his family. And they had some other good racing. The Modifieds had a good show in the Stinger cars. And then the next night, they had a super huge good showing. The feature for the Outlaw Sprint cars, Danny Smith, number four, Danny Smith, won the race, and it was super cool because Pete Walton came up to me, and that was the first time I've met Pete Walton, was that Saturday. He runs the series, super good guy. And he told me, him and my friend Dwayne Melanson that works with this series, they told me that Danny Smith is one of two drivers who has won a race every year for 45 years. So Danny Smith has been racing for 45 years. He's got one win, at least one win, every year for 45 years. The only other driver to do that was Slammin' Sammy Swindell, and he had like 47 or 46. That was really cool to hear. And that just tells you that is talent. I mean, when you're that good, and that's not even, who knows how many wins a year he got. We just know it's one win every year for 45 years. So, I mean, if you're that good, you can win a race backwards blindfolded. And by the way, if you do that, I will buy you a steak dinner somewhere because that's talent right there. So it was cool to see Danny Smith win. He got out and got on his car and had his hands up in the air and waving the checkered flag. And I got the coolest picture of it. Go look on my personal page or the Southern Dirt Track Report photography page, SDTR Photography, and you can see the picture of him waving the checkered flag. That was really cool. And I just, and then something else really cool that I really, really like that the USCS does, Mr. Pete Walton always, always says a prayer before every driver's meeting. And my friend Dwayne asked me if I wanted to say the prayer at the driver's meeting. I was like, wow, that's cool. I love doing that kind of thing. You know, because I got a ministry, outdoors ministry. And so it was about 6:30. They had a driver's meeting inside the tech shed there. I went in and said the prayer. That was really cool to see all these drivers. And that's one thing that really stands out to me is they put God first in their racing. Miss Pete is a super cool guy. I love the USCS. I've been watching them for a long time. had good racing in all the other classes. Let me go down here and look at my pictures and find the winners. And let's scroll down here. Super, super good racing all night. Let's see. Owen Barnhill in the 24 won night number 2 in the pure stock. Owen Barnhill was on fire. The winner of the UMP Modified was Ryan Fowler in the 6. Ryan Fowler is a beast. If you can beat Ryan Fowler at Deep South Speedway, you're doing something. And let's see, scroll on down. We have the of course, Danny Smith in the 4. He said that was his favorite racetrack that he's been to as of now. So that may change, but that was cool to see him win there. And then the 97 in the pure stocks, that is your former champion, Robert Barber, who won the championship last year. He's driving a different car this year. Now he's driving a 97. So that was cool to see Robert Barber. And then go over to Tri-County Speedway. Of course, y'all made the announcement that Tri-County Speedway is not racing this weekend. So y'all go on out and try to the Swamp, Tri-County Speedway next race, and support them and check out their funnel cakes. That's one of the new things they added to the menu. I think it was like a special deal. Go look on their Facebook. They talk about it. Check out their menu item. They got butt fries, chicken tenders. They got the cheapest pit menu of all the racetracks that I go to. And good food. Swamp's one of the super, super awesome racetracks. And just love racing in these two tracks. And would love to get some, as y'all know, I work with the Lowbook Sprint Car Series. So would love to get some non-wing sprint car races at any of these tracks. So if you'd like to have some non-wing sprint cars come race, y'all hit us up on our Facebook, Lowbook Sprint Car Series. And I just want to see y'all support local racing. Deep South Speedway is racing this weekend. They've got the Shine Run Series. So look up the Deep Southern Shine Run on Facebook to keep up with their points. And they'll have the vintage cars, of course. They'll have the 602 crate late models. They'll have all these different pure stocks. It's just going to be an awesome, awesome weekend of racing at Deep South Speedway. just be sure and go follow Deep South Speedway on Facebook. Go follow Tri-County Speedway on Facebook. Go like USCS Racing is the official page for USCS Racing Outlaw Thunder Series. And then, of course, you can look up Lowbook Sprint Car Series on Facebook as well. And be sure and, you know, give the days thank you for putting on a good racing surface at Tri-County Speedway. They just recently added some banking to it, so it's going to be a lot more race here. And they're super good people. I like Miss Marilyn to death. I like Isaiah, his brother. They're all good people. Isaiah races, which is really cool. You know, to be part owner of a racetrack with his dad, and then he races late models. How cool is that? And then go over to Deep South Speedway. You got my friend Mitch Kachera, the announcer. Give him a shout-out. Bill Richardson, the race director. Mr. Billy Robertson, the owner. It's just so many people play a major part in getting these local racetracks racing. And without them, from the track workers to the food people to people taking up tickets, you name it, tow truck driver, everybody plays a vital part in getting these racetracks going. And you just be sure and thank them. And, you know, and something I like, I don't like track bashing. You will never hear me bash a track. Support all your local racetracks, because so many times you'll see people bashing racetracks and they could be closed. And we don't want to see that. We want to see all racetracks doing good. So get out and support your local racetracks. And if you like good racing, clean, just fast racing, support both of these tracks. Pollard, Alabama, a little redneck town between Flemington and Brewton. And then go to Lodgley, Alabama for Deep South Speedway. And it's going to be some awesome, awesome upcoming races. And something I always say after each live that I do when I do a pit walk or pit drive, I like to ride my four-wheeler. But I always tell people, go to church on Sunday mornings, because I do. God's blessed me to be able to be at the racetrack on Saturday nights. So without God blessing me to be able to be at the racetrack, I wouldn't have nothing. So I love going to church, get my praise on. I run the live feed, my church's live feed, which is cool. So I want everybody to go to church on Sunday. And if you don't know Jesus, come to know the Lord, because he's, without him, we got nothing. And he really helps in the racing community keep his races going and stuff. So anyways, looks like it's 8:30. So you got any questions for me, Artie?
No, man. You going to be out there this weekend?
No, I'm not. I'm actually going bowling. I was going, but I'm going bowling with my church youth group. We got a new youth leader, which is a good friend of mine, Austin. So we're actually going bowling. So that's kind of cool. But I will be keeping up with the points on the Shine Run. So we're gonna see how good that is this weekend. And I just think all these drivers stay safe. And something to think about, if these drivers are, I like to preach safety. And even though I'm not a race car driver, I've been around dirt track racing since 2015. I've been watching NASCAR since I was a wee little lad back in the day. 1990, I think, was when I started watching NASCAR. So I know a lot about racing. Been around friends who race. And safety is one of the things I want to preach. Don't skip on safety. So me and a friend of mine run this thing called the Race Safer Fuel Arrestor. Give you an idea of something that'll help keep you safe in a race car. If you want something that goes around your fuel cell, like a jacket or a vest, and if your car flips over, gets damaged, your fuel cell ruptures, this will absorb or arrest all your fuel and keep it from spilling out and the driver catching fire. You can go on our Facebook, Race Safer Fuel Arrestor, and look at the stories we've shared where drivers have caught on fire because their fuel cell ruptured or fuel spilled everywhere. And recently they had a driver named Ricky Craig who races at Anderson Speedway in Anderson, Indiana. He run over some debris on the racetrack, and the debris come up and ruptured his fuel cell, and the car caught on fire. And you'll see the pictures I shared of it. And he got second-degree burns. It was really, really bad. And with something like the Race Safer Fuel Arrestor, it would absorb and soak up all that fuel and nowhere to go except there. And the driver is safe. It won't catch fire. So if drivers are looking for another way to be safe, hit us up. Don't skip on safety. The best seat belts you need, good quality everything. Don't go to your junkyard and buy parts to be safe. Safety is number one.
I agree. All right, Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Artie. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Y'all go like our page. Share our live. Share it with your grandma, your aunts and uncles, your cousins, your meemaw.
I agree with you 100%. All right, y'all, that is Jared Hudson, the famous Jared Hudson. He's over at Deep South Speedway and Tri-County, telling us about that South Alabama report. All right, next up, we got the Jay Dillon Show. What's up, Jay Dillon? What'd it do? It's there. Well, Dillon, you're live.
Oh, my bad, Artie. I'm sorry. I had you muted.
You sleeping on
you
it or what?
It's been a long one, Artie. I had to go to the school this evening. Me and Carl was over at the school because, you know, both our youngins go to school together. And they let us meet the creek, what they called it, over in Arcola. Said we were a little school. You blink twice, you'd miss it. You're coming down the highway. Like I said, we got a whole lot going on this weekend, Artie. We got EMJ's Vanilla Shaved Ice. It's coming to the track because it's supposed to be so hot this weekend. Hopefully it's hot weather, cool off, because in the Delta, you know, like I know, the mosquitoes are about big as bullfrogs in some parts of the country. We have all our classes are going to race this weekend except the Outlaws that me and you talked about a couple weeks ago. They are off this weekend. And this month we're going to have a whole lot of races. Actually, we were off last weekend, and I got the pleasure of riding with a little guy. I mean, you talked about it. It's been one and all in little vapor track hot shot races. And when I tell you, Artie, ride on a roller coaster, I ain't got nothing to ride in a race car, especially with a 13-year-old kid. It was a blast. We was out at the track a little while ago, about 2 o'clock today, and I looked at it, and the track looked great. Carl's got it. Miss Carl Kilgore works his tail off and get there making a racetrack every Saturday night, weather permit. And, of course, you know, we've had a lot of pop-up showers, but it has been dry and clear all week here in the Delta, and I am thanking the good Lord for that. And we're going to get a good show in this week, I hope. And this month, of course, we've got a whole lot of racing for the month as well, Artie. We're going to have a weekly show this week, and then on the 21st, we're going to have modifieds again, and the 28th, we'll have the MFCCS Super Late Models that was in Jackson last week. Mr. Charles Thrash and a bunch, they're going to come up and hang out with us on the 28th of this month. Factory Stock Shootout, the 4th of September, and then we're going to have Super Late Models again on the 11th of September, 9/11, the commemorative holiday to all the people we lost in that bad tragedy. Well, you know, we're going to have probably have some fireworks that night, of course, for that the tribute to them folks, because if it wasn't for the fans, we wouldn't be there, Artie. You know that, and I know that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I want to thank some of my sponsors, of course, Elite Glass, Lee's Body Shop, 9.15 Floor Design and Gifts. I'm put on a $1,000 factory stock showdown the 4th of September. The Vapor Shack, which sponsors our front-wheel drive hot shot class, Oaks Auto Group, and any others I'm missing. I promise you guys, don't if I leave you out, do not think bad about old Jay Dillon, because he had a lot on his brain today. You can see I didn't even have Artie on talk. and I was looking forward to it. That's what Carl asked me at the football game a little while ago. He said, the football, well, you get to meet all the players and cheerleaders and all that stuff. He said, you going to do this Thursday night? I said, are you breathing oxygen, son? I was talking to Landon down there in Jackson Saturday. I said, man, how are you going to stand Artie up? You trying to get in Jay Dillon's shoes and be an apprentice in the shadow of Jay Dillon? Look, you can't be standing my man up on the live shows now, son. Well, in his defense, he did have a wheel lock up on the interstate, and said he didn't have a jack or a lug wrench. So, Artie, I mean, it was pretty funny when he was telling me about it, because he was telling me about his new Vapor Shack hot shot, or his little hot shot, whatever they call him down there, and telling me he broke down on I-55 down there in Jackson. So, you know, I had to rag him a little bit. But we hope to have a good turnout this weekend, Artie, because the weather is supposed to be excellent this weekend.
Yeah, definitely.
And we may try, since it's just a weekly race, and of course we got a couple guys battling for the points back and forth. We may try to throw on something for the kids, like a foot race or something, intermission this weekend. I'm gonna try to give some stuff away, of course, like I always do on my show. And I do want to give a shout-out to Ms. Carl and Charity Kilgore, because if it wasn't for them two folks, I promise you, I couldn't be on the radio talking to you right now, and we could not be on the air on Saturday nights if it wasn't for our track owners. If anybody that's listening wants to come up and race and you have a question about the track, the car, you know, place you need to stay at, you can call Carl at 662-820-0654. You can call myself at 662-390-3962. Either one of us will get you in contact with somebody with housing, whatever. You know, we got RV spots. You can pull your RV up and dock it right there at the track. We aren't hard to find. We're right there, right off of Highway 82 in Greenville. The last light going out of Greenville, you turn on Raceway Road right by the Shell Station, come down a quarter of a mile, and you can't miss us on the left. They're each and every Saturday night. Like I say, Artie's unpromising he's going to come up there. I hope he comes for the Gumbo Nationals, because we're going to give a car away, ain't we, Artie? The Thursday night, Artie said he didn't want it. He bought a ticket from me when we were down in Jackson a couple weeks ago.
That's my car.
So we're giving it's a 2003 Toyota Corolla, and it's going to be race ready. I got some sneak peeks of the car. I had to shoot you some pictures of it, Artie. You can post it on the Dirt Track Reporter website. It's not finished yet. It's going to be painted. It's going to be ready to go. If you would like to buy one of the tickets, you can get on the Greenville Speedway Facebook page. Or you can contact one of us, of course, at 662-820-0654.
Oh, Jay Dillon. Jay Dillon.
Oh, Landon, uh-oh. What's up, dude?
What's up, my dude?
Got my guy here with me, Landon Wallace.
My boy, Jay Dillon. You know,
the hot shot man himself.
You know, I'm a Scott Blomquist, a hot shot, so, you know, don't let Jay Dillon, you know, don't let him get in your head any. I just had to defend myself real quick.
Ask him why he broke down on I-55. He's Scott Blomquist. Hey, Scott Blomquist is a good racer, but my man was Bud McCool all in years. See, like that guy was just talking about, Landon. He was talking about he'd been watching since 91. I said, well, you know, I was in the carrier probably like 6 months old at the dirt track with my dad when he used to run Outlaw Hobby back in the day, which was, it was super strict then with the Outlaw Hobby. And, man, I've been around the racetrack a long time. But the one I missed landing is Bud McCool out of Vicksburg, Mississippi at 57J. I actually went and got the same seven he started with, him and Mr. Johnny McCool. I got that seven tattooed on my back, so that just shows you how much of racing I got in my blood. Landon is a new announcer, and like I say, I'm glad he stepped foot in that booth instead of getting in the car. It is a excitement, Landon, when he's in the car. But that might
well,
throw
actually,
the different ball
I've actually do got some news. I have actually stepped out of the announcer's booth now. I have took over as the competition director at the Speedway now. So this weekend I'll be out the booth trying to help speed the show up a little bit, kind of keep everything a little bit more organized. That way our fans can enjoy the race. We haven't announced it yet on Facebook, but unfortunately, Jay, I've hopped out the booth for a little while. It doesn't mean
man.
I still can't come up to the Jay Dillon Show in Greenville to come announce with my buddy. You know?
Yeah, you can. I like sitting in the booth because it's air conditioned, but it looks like I'm out of time, man, Artie. I'm going to let Lando take it over. And I look forward to seeing you at the racetrack, of course, Landon. And I'll talk to you, Artie, throughout the week. If y'all need us, hit us up, Greenville Speedway, Facebook page, or myself at 662-390-3962, or Tom Kilgore, 662-820-0654. Either one of us will get you, if you need a place to stay, or like I say, you want to know something about the car, if you're legal to run in our track, just call us.
Yeah,
all the way in with Landon. You just call me all the time. We bought Landon. I rode in Landon's car last weekend, Artie. Believe that. My nephew, we bought Landon's car from him, and the boy that's driving his name is Landon. Ain't that ironic?
It is.
Yep.
But,
Jay
Dillon, same thing as always,
I'll see y'all
if you
guys
need anything, you give me a call.
I sure will do it. Y'all guys be easy. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you, Jay
you
Dillon. The Jay Dillon Show right here on the Southern Dirt Truck Report. Don't get any better than that. All right. We got Landon. Landon's already chimed in a little bit. That was pretty fun. Tell us what's going on over at Jackson.
Man, Artie, this weekend we got the USCS Outlaw Thunder Tour Sprint Car Series coming to the house. So far we've got a pretty good little entry list of cars that are coming. We're expecting upwards of hopefully 20 of them. You know, the racetrack, if you haven't heard from last weekend, was probably one of the best racetracks that I have seen. Really, I'm not just saying this because I worked there, but the track was phenomenal. Last Saturday, every racer that raced there could vouch for me. Four lanes of racing, bottom, mid, top, and high. I mean, there's pictures on Facebook to prove it. The racetrack has so much hooks. The new dirt that we have put on has worked out really, really good this year. And we just kind of hope to keep the momentum going, keep making small changes to help speed the show up, and we're really excited about this weekend.
Definitely. So y'all got the USC in the house. Y'all gonna run your regular classes as well, 602s, 604s, street stocks, faster stocks, and hot shots. Tell us about what's going on in those classes, and what about the points race going on? Do you have points close by?
Yeah, we one of the most interesting classes when it comes to the points race this year is the street stocks. Last time I checked, I think it was today. It might not be 100% correct, Artie, but I want to say James Bradshaw. I know James Bradshaw's leading the points in the street stock division, but I think he's either 50 or 75 points above Austin Rogers. It's a really tight race. Every other class is kind of separated themselves a little bit. You know, if they come up and show up at the end of the year, they ought to be the points champion this year, but. The points race start to cook up a little bit. The crate racing, the 604 crates have been interesting every week. We're learning that class is very competitive. Put it that way, very competitive. We had a good show last week. We're really, really excited. We've got so many ideas that are cooking. And I tell you what, this weekend is going to be awesome, featuring the USCS Sprint Cars and Pete Walton. I know Mr. Pete, he's an awesome guy, runs an awesome series, brings awesome talent to the speedways that he goes to. But Fan Appreciation Night on the 21st, go ahead and shout that out while I'm on here. August 21st, it is $1 grandstand admission to get in. And I've got some super exciting news that I can't announce yet, but it's going to be pretty cool for the 21st. So kind of build it up a little bit right there, let people think about what it is. But But yeah, Sardi, we're looking forward to it. I've had a bunch of cars from a bunch of different areas around the area telling me, you know, hey, we're going to come run this weekend. And we've just been making small changes, you know, just trying to revive or, you know, just make the racetrack better. Bring racing back to the state of Mississippi, especially in central Mississippi. So it's been a success these past couple weeks, you know, starting with the Hot Shot Shootout, then the State Series late models. The track's been excellent. We put new bleacher boards all in the bleachers. We cleaned all the bathrooms and painted some press boxes. You know, we're getting ready, man. We're super excited in the direction the track's heading.
Definitely. I think the track's going in the right direction. It's all about getting some your regular classes up, and I believe that's going to happen just how y'all pushing the track. There's no other track out there really pushing like y'all are pushing on Facebook as far as advertising and stuff. You know, so I think it's going to be a good deal all the way around. I think y'all are moving in the right direction finally. So we're looking good.
Well, I appreciate it, Artie. I want to say, in my personal opinion, track in the country that is as social media active as ours is. You got me and Terry Sanders on the Facebook page. We're monitoring everything, and Amanda and Raymond. You know, we've assembled this new team over the past month, and everything just seems to click. Every idea, we feed off of each other. We give new ideas, and there's a lot of really, really good things that are fixing to come to JMS, and I just hope we got some guys there that'll be there to witness it.
Definitely. Did y'all make that video for the sprint car race? You made that video?
Yeah, I'm the one that made that video. I'm the productions manager. It's not just kidding, I'm the one that kind of handles – I'm the main one that handles the Facebook page when it comes to the promoting aspect. I'm actually – I guess you could say I am the promoter. Me and Terry kind of split it. You know, I handle posting stuff on Facebook, and Terry answers all the questions while I'm at work. So, but I kind of do all the media and the posting and the updates and Terry and Amanda always do the funny live videos that the fans love. So it goes hand in hand. It just works out.
Definitely. No, y'all definitely doing a great job there, especially promoting. The track's always had good promoters in the past. I don't know. You know, I mean, the river's there. It floods out a lot. You got those elements there that no other track has. You know, if the river's up, that's it. That whole place is underwater. And then you lose a few weeks of racing on top of that. So,
yeah, you are correct. You know, it's a, you know, it is a obstacle, but it's something that we are going to overcome. You know, it happens about once every 2 years. And I will say the one that we had last year when the wall fell down, or the year before last, that was the biggest one we've had. So,
yeah, it gets touchy there when that river comes up, but. It's a great facility. It's a great place to go watch dirt track racing. And I just really, really would love to see this track, you know, bring it to the next level. And I think y'all started bringing it to the next level with the Hot Shots. I mean, it was an awesome night, awesome great. You know, it was really a good show. The fans were loving it. And I think that's what's going to bring it to the next level, you know, the Capital City Raceway. Michael had started that, and, you know, hashtagging that. So, I mean, it's all going to come around, and it's going to be, I believe it's going to be great.
Well, like I said, we all kind of knocked our heads together, and we came up with, you know, the Hot Shot Shootout race, that was something that I kind of wanted to do. I guess you can say it was kind of my proving ground to show Raymond and Amanda, you know, I could put on a race and, you know, put on a good show. And, man, it was, like I said, you know, I thought it was going to be good, but it turned out excellent. You know, it was awesome. We've already got it on schedule for next year. I can't really talk about it, but all I'm going to say, if you thought this year was big, wait till you see next year. So it's going to be cool. You know, we're trying different things with social media. You know, we finally got TV commercials running around Jackson, Rankin, and Simpson area. I think we're fixing to get some radio commercials getting going, just trying to reach out to everybody that we can come to the Speedway. We've done multiple facility repairs. getting stuff fixed. And, you know, we have a lot of people ask us about the pit bleachers, you know, and I'm going to go ahead and explain the situation with the pit bleachers. So on the pit bleacher side, as you know, there's a tree going through the middle of the pit bleachers. And, you know, we have some drivers that do voice their opinions about it like they should. You know, they race there and they have an opinion. But the problem with the pit bleacher situation is right now is there's actually a sinkhole that is under the pit bleachers. It's like 9 feet deep and like 8 foot wide. So what we're actually fixing to probably after this weekend, we're fixing to maybe hopefully kind of at least get a game plan of how we're going to tackle it. I don't know if we're going to fill it back in with dirt, fill it back in with concrete, but regardless, we got to pull the bleachers down, get the hole filled, because we want to keep it safe, you know, for the fans. We don't. The last thing we want is a little kid to be playing up there in the stands, and he slipped through the crack, and then, boom, he's in a nine-foot hole, and, you know, we don't want him to get hurt, or there's no telling what's at the bottom of the nine-foot hole. There could be snakes, spiders, you know, there's no telling. And, you know, we're going to get that taken care of. There's multiple, I don't know, Artie, there's just a lot of stuff that's going on at Jackson Motor Speedway behind the scenes that not a lot of people are seeing. You know, Shane and Christina Rivas have stepped up tremendously helping us. Austin Rogers has been prepping the racetrack for us. Raymond McAlpin's been helping prep the racetrack. And the racetrack for almost, I'm going on 10 weeks in a row now, has been absolutely phenomenal. And last weekend, the racetrack, is the only way I could put it was jaw-dropping. It was hooked. You know, Jackson's notorious for being a dry slick racetrack. But last weekend, that track, with no rain all week, nothing but the Mississippi heat bearing down on it, it was hooked up and fast Saturday night. And I know all of our drivers can vouch for it.
Definitely, yeah. The track has been really good. You know, the last few weeks that they've been open, the track has been really, really excellent. And people need to get there and go race. Fans need to go there and go watch the racing. The racing is really good there. And, you know, I had inquired about one of those, you know, in the corner there in 3 and 4, about one of those, I guess you call them a suite. I had inquired about one. They said they've been sold out, and, you know, they sell out for the whole season. So.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, you know, if the people who have them before don't renew their, I guess, like a lease, I guess what you can call it, I'm not too sure, but if they don't renew it, you know, then it comes up for sale, and then they have the option to buy it for the year. But, yeah, they sell pretty quick. I think we got one available. I'm not too sure. I don't know how much it is. That's an Amanda question, but I think we do have one that's available. I just don't know how much it is. But there's a lot of good things, like I said, that are fixing to come to Jackson. We've got so many different ideas that are racing and non-racing related that we're hopefully going to use the Speedway for over the winter. Of course, over the winter, we'll continue to upgrade. We'll continue to get better. And like I said, for the people that weren't watching earlier when Jay Dillon was announcing or talking, you know, I was co-announcing with Michael, you know, the big mouth of the Mid-South. I was co-announcing with him. But I decided and talked with Raymond and Amanda that I'm going to step out of the press box, and I want to kind of help move the show along a little bit quicker. Even though last weekend we didn't run real late, you know, the checker flag dropped for the final feature. I think it was 11:13. Which wasn't bad, but, you know, my goal is to try to give the fans a show, let them get what their money's worth, and then still at the same time, you know, make it to where my drivers are not rushed through the whole night. So I've kind of took over as the competition director, and we got our meetings tomorrow night. We're going to kind of set some rules, and we're going to tighten up on some rules, and we're going to let loose on some of them, you know, some rules that are kind of unnecessary and some rules that are necessary. You know, we're fixing to get a – we're going to start working on being on time on everything. You know, track packing's at 6:30, it's at 6:30. You know, when driver's meeting's at 7, it's at 7, not a minute later. You know, we're going to keep trying to get better, keep trying to keep my drivers happy, keep trying to keep the fans happy. And we're just super excited because everybody's putting their minds together. Everybody's got great ideas, and it's just all starting to work out and come to fruition.
Definitely. Yeah, I know it's, you know, it's a pain when you got two kids. I got a 4 and a 5-year-old, and it's hard to go to a race and at 2 a.m. we're still racing. I got two sleeping kids on me. You know, those nights are very hard to do, and Jack has been pretty much on time every week here. So we appreciate that. And then now with you doing that part, it's sure to be just as good as it was before. So it's going to be great. So,
like I said, my main goal is I want to get the show in. I want to get the show in and over with by 10 o'clock because a lot of people got
got church on Sunday, and we don't want to be out all night. But, you know, you got to find a fine line between hurrying the show and then taking care of your racers, because, of course, we're at my racers. You know, I race. I'm building a race car right now. You know, we have to make adjustments to our cars for the night. So you kind of got to find a fine line between both and keep the fans happy, let them get their money's worth, and then we keep the drivers happy and let them get their time's worth. So, but
correct.
I appreciate every driver. I mean, from the crate cars to the hot shot, street stock, factory stock, 602s. You know, we have a lot of loyal, dedicated local guys, and we've had a lot of guys from out of town come the past couple of weeks, and we really, really appreciate it. We hope we keep putting on a good enough show for you wanting to come back. And like I said, Artie, honestly, we're only scratching the surface. We're about 25% where we need to be at. And I'll be satisfied when we hit 100%. So
definitely. It's coming, too. No doubt about that. So, all right, well, we're out of time. And thank you so much for calling in the show tonight. It was fun with you and old Dylan getting at each other. But,
I'm just happy I made it on time.
Yeah.
I like old Dylan.
Look, I do understand things happen, you know. I do understand that. Things happen in life, and life happens. So, but we appreciate everything going on over there at Jackson Motor Speedway. Y'all make sure to check out their Facebook at Jackson Motor Speedway, and it is going to be a great weekend at the USCS Outlaw Thunder Tour in the house, sprint cars, 700 horses, plus 100-plus mile hour. It's going to be great. Y'all make sure y'all go to Jackson Motor Speedway this weekend. All right, we got Tim Graves on the phone here.
Thank you, Artie.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Tell us about what's going on with the big race in Jackson, Mississippi. We're still on Jackson here.
We're obviously with the Jackson Motor Speedway and obviously the Capital City All-Star Classic. It seems like we're going to put Jackson, Mississippi back on the map for racetracks or racing around the area.
Definitely. There's no doubt about that. Both tracks are going to be rocking and rolling here soon.
You know, I speaking about Jackson Motor Speedway, I want to thank them prior to our race, because they're actually they've stepped up to the plate and they're actually helping us on Friday, getting the racetrack in shape and lending us some equipment, and then Saturday. They're going to be there to support us in our big Capital City All-Star Classic. We're excited. I was actually in Jackson today, traveled there and took care of some business at the Kirk Fortis Equine Center, and they are way beyond excited that we're going to pack that place. You know, a couple weeks ago you said it'd be kind of cool if we packed this 3,500-seat equine center, and I think we're gonna give it our best shot to pack it. I posted today the 92nd entry that we have, and I got two more to go on tomorrow. So we're gonna be exceeding my goal. I said when I wanted to put it on, I said, somebody asked me, what was your goal? I said, 80 entries, I'd be happy. And hopefully by Sunday we'll exceed 100. So we're excited, you know, people coming from Ohio, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, have one guy that's actually flying in. They're going to fly him in to the Jackson International Airport. Going to fly him in. He's going to come to the Kirk Fortis Equine Center. He's going to race, and he's going to get back on the plane and go to his next event. So I'm not going to release his name, but I'm excited that people are coming to our event, and we're going to be rocking and rolling on the state fairgrounds in Jackson, Mississippi. Just released tonight on my question and answer session, And we'll have one next Thursday prior to the Southern Dirt Track Report. It'll be live on Capital City All-Star Classic. A question and answer. Anybody has questions, they can email them in, and I'll get their answers. But we're actually going to have a open practice Friday night. Equine Center will open at 6 p.m., so no one's allowed onto the facility until 6 p.m. Friday night. Practice will begin from 7 to 9, $10 per person. And we're gonna roll in the racetrack and make it fast and black before Saturday morning. Gates open Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Yes, I have 31 classes, but we're going to drop a few because not every class has enough registration, so we're going to drop a few. I would hope to be down around 25. The largest indoor racing event on the state fairgrounds, so we're excited about that. 175-foot straightaway. I mean, it's one of the largest. And actually, I can confirm tonight that we are the largest indoor facility in the state of Mississippi. So we actually beat Batesville by about 25 feet. I looked it up before coming on the air. So we're excited about being the largest indoor facility in the state of Mississippi. And we're excited. People are adding money to classes. And Artie, you're going to be the announcer for our inaugural event, and we've got dreams that are exploding beyond. I've got a young man and woman that are working behind the scenes to help me put this event on, and a couple more on the side that are actually dreaming of 2022 and in the future, And so we're talking already about Capital City All-Star Tour. More information to come about that, but we're excited about what's to come at the Capital City All-Star Classic.
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend. It's going to be fun for me. Getting back in the booth. I don't really go in the booth too often because I do like to do my own thing with the racing world. So. Y'all come on out. It's going to be a lot of good time. I'm telling you, it's going to be a good time the entire show. And you get to hear my beautiful voice, which is a lot different than on this podcast. I promise you that. We're going to have a great time with that. And I'm so thankful for Tim asking me to do that. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, we're going to pack the place. You want discount tickets, you can go onto our Facebook page, and we'll give you information on how to purchase tickets, or there will be a $5 discount if you purchase them now through August the 15th. After August the 15th, you'll pay full price. If you purchase them prior, you go to the will call window, which is on the north side of the Equine Center. You'll walk up the big steps into the grandstands, and there'll be a will call window there. You'll go up there and visit with the young lady, and she'll give you your tickets, and you can come on and sit down. We'll have souvenir items. We got T-shirts. We got bumper stickers. We got checkered flags. We got koozies. You name it, we got it. We got a full concession stand. The Equine Center is actually running the concession stand for us, so they'll have a full concession stand. We have other vendors that are available, not only from racing vendors, but for your mom or your sister or your wife that can pick up maybe early Christmas present or whatever. So there'll be people set up throughout the concourse. And then during our intermission session, we're going to have a autograph session. We'll have two or three tables set up, and all the racers can autograph, their T-shirts or hats or whatever the case may be. And so we'll have that set up. And like I said, we're excited. We got two photographers that are going to be on site, and you can order your own pictures and whatever else. And so, like I said, we're going to pack the place. a couple things about the fairgrounds. If you're coming in off of the interstate, you enter the fairgrounds right off the interstate. You'll have to come along the side of the Coin Center and to the front to check in. The south side will not be open for grandstand entrance. You'll have to come in on the north side because there is another event going on at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum on the same day. So we're going to be a packed place on the fairgrounds. If you come in front of the old church, you'll see where the office is, and you'll check in there. One thing that I didn't iterate, and I want to iterate for all the drivers, we are going to be on time. So when one class goes on, the next class, or one class goes off, the next class goes on, you need to be in order because 30 classes, I mean, you're going to have to be popping it off, you know. So we're excited about what's to come and up-and-coming drivers. Yeah, I know you got one coming up next, Naomi Irwin. She's one of our, I guess, if you want to say, one of the rare and elite female drivers that's going to be debuting at the, or she's going to be debuting an indoor race at the Kirk Ford Equine Center. So we're excited about that. Again, thank you to Carson Speedway, Back 40 Speedway, Jackson Motor Speedway, all of them stepping up to the plate and helping by either adding money or services. And we're excited about great things to come in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're not there, you are going to be missing out on a great show. This is not your typical dirt track race where you go sit on a hard bleacher. These are seats like you would find in any arena in the country. It's seating. It's not metal bleachers. It's not concrete bleachers. This is actual seating, and it holds 3,500. So you need to get there early and get your seat because we are going to pack that place out on September the 4th. It is going to be packed from wall to wall in there, and you don't want to miss it.
The nice thing about it, it's in the AC. It's air conditioning inside.
Even better, hot September, 120 degrees outside. Inside is going to be nice and cool for some dirt track racing, some kart racing. It is going to be an awesome, awesome night there for sure. You can't beat that.
You can't, and what better place to be? And I'm so excited to say it. We're in the largest indoor facility in the state of Mississippi. The largest. I mean, we're not the largest event yet, but we're in the largest facility in the state of Mississippi. I mean, what more? 175 feet. I mean, and 40 foot wide. I mean, there's plenty of room for people to come. Right now, we're sitting at 93 entries. Hopefully, we'll be well over the 100 mark, and we're excited from some drivers flying in to last minute drivers: Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Ohio, Louisiana. All of them coming to the state capitol to run the Capital City All-Star Classic. Again, I'm just beyond words. Some nights I go to bed and I'm like, did I get that done? Did I get that? Sometimes I can't sleep because I'm so excited about the future of this. And again, a tidbit, Capital City All-Star Tour. Keep that in the back of your mind because I've got people that are working behind the scenes trying to get the future of this to go off, and the young man and woman that are helping me is, I can't thank them enough, because if I didn't have them, I'd be lost for words. I mean, I appreciate everything they've done, from getting sponsors to helping with the parking to getting transponders lined up to you name it. They've got it down to the nuts and bolts to make it one of the finest races in the country.
Yeah, definitely.
and we're going to push it. We're going to push it as the biggest, baddest race in the South, and that's what it's going to turn into. 5 years from now, you're going to be hearing about it all across the entire nation, and people are going to be fighting to get in their entries in to come race at this race. This is going to be the premier race of kart racing in the South, and I'm telling you, I'm so excited to be on board. We are going to rock this place, and it is going to be something that everybody there that goes to watch this race is going to say, man, that was awesome.
Yeah. We're excited. We're pumped. Anybody wants more information, go to our Facebook page, Capital City All-Star Classic. We're working on a website right now, but go there, check it out. Next Thursday night, prior to the Southern Dirt Track Report, we'll be live on our Facebook page doing a question and answer. So if you have any questions you wanted to answer, message us. We'll get them answered onto that live question and answer. And real quick, we're now September 3rd, 6 p.m. Gates open for open practice. 7 to 9 is practice, $10 per person. 7 a.m. September 4th, gates open. Qualifying begins at 12:15. So this is a little bit different than your normal go-kart. This is big track time trials beginning at 12:15, and then they'll run a feature race after their time trials, take intermission, have autograph session, and then we'll run a last session of time trials for the clone classes, and they're a feature. One of their carts is, or one of the classes in the clone classes, already up to $1,500 to win. So, like you said, a lot of the big names are coming in to try to get a piece of that pie. So, again, check us out on Facebook.
Definitely, y'all. That is Tim Graves there, Capital City All-Star Classic. If you got any questions, ask him on Thursdays. He'll be live on Thursdays on the Capital City All-Star Classic Facebook page, or you can email him at graveproduction20@gmail.com, and you can message him on the page questions, and he will get to your questions on Thursday night on live on the page, on his page, Capital City All-Star Classic. So we are excited about this race, and next guest is going to be racing in this race. We have Naomi Irwin. She is coming on now. How are you this afternoon?
I'm wonderful.
All right. So tell us what classes you run, and what class or classes do you run, and tell us about that.
I'll be running Purple Predator and Purple Clone, I believe, in the white number 36.
So tell us about your classes that you're running. What's the difference in one or the other? And just give us an explanation of the card itself.
Well, we run restricted plates, and purple is the third level up, I believe. It's the second from being the highest, and it goes red, green, purple, and then there's blue plate, but I'm not quite in blue plate yet.
Okay. You being a female in a sport that's really dominated by mostly men, what does that mean to you when you get on that track?
Well, to be honest, most of the time it's really hard to earn the respect of the male drivers because they look at me differently because I'm a female, and I guess they don't like getting beat by a girl or something.
That's true. I'm sure you have they don't want to finish behind you for sure, and so that brings out some more competition throughout the race night. How long have you been racing?
September 12th of last year was my first race, so it's about 11 months now, I think.
And have you won any races?
Yes, sir. I have won one race, but most of the other races I've been in, I placed top three, second and third most of the time.
Definitely, definitely. So you're very quick out there, and them guys know, watch out. Miss Irwin is gonna get you.
Yes, sir, for sure.
Yeah. So if you school, of course. So what does your peers say when you say that you race go karts?
Well, some people ask if I'm scared. Other people ask if that's a boy's sport or girl's sport. And they don't understand, really, to be honest. It's really not a girly sport, and they don't get that.
Correct. I talked to another kid. He's 10 years old. We interviewed him on the first night, and he told me that none of his schoolmates believe that he races cars. They're like, you know, are you too young or whatever, you know? So it's a big thing. It's a big thing when you get in there and you start racing, and then it's an even bigger thing when you're challenging for the lead, you know? So how's your season going this year? What track do you run at?
Carson Speedway and Greens Creek Speedway.
And y'all have a point system set up. How are you looking in points?
I'm in third in both, I believe. I'm in third place. I went to Beaver Creek Speedway, ran the Maximilian race, and I've gone to Square County before, but not very many times.
Sweet. So you're, you know, them guys know that you're right there. And you can take the points. You can take a win at any moment. It seems like you got a good head on your shoulders, and you know, just keep doing what you're doing, and your racing career is going to explode. I promise you that.
Yes, sir. Well, it took some time, but I respect most of the drivers that I race with. Well, I'm all friends with people off the track, at least, and we enjoy it.
Yep.
We look forward to good, friendly competition most of the time.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, sportsmanship's huge in any sport. And what are some ways that you show good sportsmanship?
Trying to help each other out in the pit.
Yeah,
give each other tips,
yeah, well,
on racing, driving.
I'll tell you, it's dirt is just totally different than anything else. Everybody's willing to help everybody, and that's what makes it a family. And 99% of the people at any track you go to, you could go up to them and say, "Hey, look, I need this part. Do you have it?" If they have it, they're probably going to let you use it. That's what kind of family we have here. When it comes to dirt track racing, it's a total family outside of your own family. You know, you have your own family, but then you have another family, and that's the dirt drivers.
My race team has just about come more like my family than some of my family members have. I talk to them more than I talk to most people.
Yeah, correct. So are there any other tracks that you want to go run at that you haven't ran at yet?
I would like to go to George County, and next year I plan on running
Batesville. Yeah, the George County track. I've been there a couple times. That's a nice little place down there. It's down in Loosedale, Mississippi, I guess. Leakesville, close to Leakesville. And, that's a nice little place down there. You definitely got to go check that place out.
I wouldn't mind going out to Arcadia either.
Yeah, Arcadia is nice. We're gonna do a kart show pretty soon on a Facebook Live, and we're gonna have a lot of stuff happening on that, and then hopefully turn it into a podcast. And There's just a lot of things going on here at the Southern Dirt Track Report and also the Capital City Classic. So are you excited about this Capital City All-Star Classic?
Yes, sir. I've been excited for months now. I got one more month to go. I've been waiting forever, it feels like.
Yeah. Look, you got one more month. You're under a month now because it's the 5th.
Yes.
So September the 4th, indoor. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be an experience for you, and I can't wait to see all the drivers out there driving and really getting to know the track on practice day and then on race day, going out there and competing for a win. It's gonna be a huge, huge win in anybody's career to come out and win this race.
Yes, sir. Well, this will be my first indoor race, and I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit intimidated because there's, like, that concrete wall, and then, like, it's one of the biggest indoor tracks that you could race on, and I'm a little bit, you know, intimidated about it.
Yeah, no need to be intimidated. They should be intimidated by you.
They should be.
Definitely, definitely. It was. It's exciting. We will be there for the whole show, so I'll come say hi to you and your family. And good luck and good racing at the Capital City All-Star Classic, and we will see you September the 4th.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
It was nice talking to you, and I'd like to thank my sponsors, Carson Speedway and Coastal Tie and Timber.
Awesome. Thank you so much. All right, y'all, that is Naomi Irwin. She is 16 years old, I believe, and she will be racing 13. In the purple. How old?
13.
13. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that wrong. 13 years old. She will be racing in the purple class and two different classes she's going to be racing. So y'all go out, cheer her on, and she said she's coming for you boys, and y'all better watch out. And that's just me talking there, but she is always, like she said, top three mostly, and she's competing for points championships. She's got a real good future in racing happening, and I'm excited that she came on the show here tonight. Our phone lines are open. Y'all can call in 718-664-9861, 718-664-9861. Call on in, and we will get you on the air and talk a little racing with you. We don't have much time, so we are almost, we got about 5-6 minutes, and we'll start the outro here. And if you want to call in, you can call in. But this weekend is going to be awesome. I'll be at Hattiesburg Speedway on Friday. Saturday I'll be at Outlaw Speedway in Perkinston. And I had a little conversation with somebody recently about Perkinston, Mississippi. Do you realize Perkinston, Mississippi covers, I think it's four different counties it's in? That's how big Perkinston, Mississippi is. So you have a mud park that's in Hancock County, that's in Perkinston, Mississippi, and you have Outlaw Speedway that's in Perkinston, that's in George County, I believe. And it's crazy how big of an area Perkinston, Mississippi is. You look at a map, and it's like literally like 70 miles long. And it's probably the biggest little village you're ever going to see on a map. So don't get confused. Perkinston, Mississippi goes from one side of the state to the other side of the state, right here in the south part of the state. So come on out to... it's at the Red Creek, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome time Saturday night. So we'll get that cranked up there. Baton Rouge is not racing. Tri-County's not racing this weekend. Northwest Florida is running Friday, Saturday. Dothan is running on Saturday night. Deep South is running the Shine Run, I believe, this weekend. I'm trying to remember everything that I heard on the show. The Thunder Valley is running this weekend, I believe, as well. And Pike County is going to be running. Jackson's going to have the USCS. And Greensville will be rocking and rolling. So y'all get out, support Dirt Track Racing in the South. And really, really, let me take a swig of this drink because I'm about to die. And get out there and support Dirt Track Racing. All right, we got Chris Hartman on the phone. Chris Hartman, Chris Racing for a Cure. Team Hartman Racing for a Cure. Y'all check him out on Facebook. What is up, Chris? Is he there?
I'm here, Artie. I think he muted me.
So you're running in this factory stock, pure stock race at Why Not. Tell us what it means to you just to be able to go down there and race.
So my grandfather built that track many years ago when it was first built. And this is going to be an awesome blast to be able to go race. My dad run there many a years, and my uncle, and when my grandfather had the track. So I'll be the third generation running on the track.
That's awesome. That's a lot of time at the track. I know Why Not special for you. And tell us about what's going on with Team Hartman Racing for a Cure.
So we're finally getting our shirts finished up. That's taken some time, you know, with the COVID stuff going around. It's, trying to hunt for shirts, trying to order shirts, getting the material to finish getting them made. But we're getting those done. We're working on getting hats made. We got koozies made already, stuff to pass out for the kids. To do drivers and introductions with and stuff like that. But it's been a pretty good year so far. We haven't gotten to where we want to be yet, but we're getting there with this new car.
Yeah, so tell us how you've been at Deep South. I know that's home track for you, Deep South Speedway. You going to be racing there this weekend or no?
No, sir. We're actually taking off this weekend to finish getting the car ready. We did run last weekend to try the new setup up for Why Not. It just didn't work for me as a driver for that setup. So we're going back to the original setup that we had for the 51-lap race. Deep South, this year's kind of been hard for me on the tracks. I built a brand new car, and I broke everything that you could break on a car this year. I've only finished two races out of 10, I think, this year.
So the luck hasn't been there this year. I've talked about some past accomplishments that you have as a racer.
Man, we've had a few accomplishments. We built a brand new car from a junkyard car that we built 4 years ago. It took me 3 years to build this new one. But and like I said, you know, it's something that I enjoy doing. It's a family thing. And without the family, without my friends and everybody supporting us, we wouldn't be where we're at today.
Definitely. It does take a team to do what you to get that car out to the track every week.
Yes, sir.
I know Jared's there for you, helping you out. I guess
so
Larry
I
might
have
be there
Jared.
As well.
Yeah, so I have Jared. I have Daniel White Sullivan. I have Warren Perkins. You know, they're always there. Of course, you know, Heather's always doing what she can to pitch in to help on everything. So, you know, it helps to have a good team working together.
Definitely, definitely. That's what makes it go, man.
Good luck.
Good luck at the Why Not race. We will be there, and we're hoping that you show up and show down and bring that money back down to South Alabama.
And we're gonna try to bring it back. We at least don't try to get a trophy to bring back and put beside Grandpa's ashes. Just for him, why not?
Yep, yep. All right, well, thank you so much for the call, Chris, and good luck. And we will see you at Why Not.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Y'all, that's Chris Hartman. Y'all check out his Facebook page. It's Chris Racing for Cure. If you look at the at Chris Racing for Cure, for Cure with a four, not the word four, but the number four. Check him out on his Facebook page. Always looking for sponsors there. If you want to reach out, he definitely will accept some sponsorships. And he will be running at the Southern Street Stock Nationals at Why Not Motorsports Park next weekend. So not this weekend coming, but the following week. So y'all check him out. The 45, it's the green and yellow. It kind of looks like the mellow yellow machine, Mountain Dew. But that is going to be definitely a good time there for him. His grandfather and you know, third generation running at Why Not. So it looks like it's going to be exciting for him. So that is, I guess that's it for our callers call in. But we're excited. Well, I want to thank the 110 Sports Nation once again, putting us on this podcast, making us rock and roll. And there's so many pod places where you hear your podcast and you can catch this show at every Thursday night. And if you missed any of it, you can always go back and listen to them. iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Podchaser. There's a few other ones that I'm probably missing, but there's like 10 of them total. So wherever you get your podcast, go ahead and get on there and get our show. Support us at the Southern Dirt Track Report. You can check us out on Facebook if you have a Facebook page, Southern Dirt Track Report. We're right under 11,000 likes, and we're over 11,000 followers. So we're making moves, and we're really starting to take off here. And this is just the start of big, big things coming for the Southern Dirt Track Report and for racing in the South. So I really do appreciate everybody that has their hand in the jaw here, should we say. Chris Creighton, I couldn't do it without him. He is my producer. He is the one with the phone lines going in and out. We can't do it without him. And everybody at the 110 Sports Nation, just helping us along. We was going to get into the last thing that I always go into. Last week we talked about food at the track, just different things to keep it fresh and clean. But we're not going to – I don't have anything on the schedule here tonight. Don't forget that we are not be on podcast next Thursday night. No Southern Dirt Track Report podcast next Thursday night. We will be at Why Not Motor Speed, Motorsport Park. So we will not have a podcast next Thursday. So we will resume our podcast the following week on August 19th. So August 19th is our next podcast. We thank everybody for tuning in. Y'all go out, support Dirt Track Racing this weekend. I want to see each and every one of y'all at Why Not on the following weekend. And then we'll get back here on the 19th and we'll talk all about Street Stock Nationals. We will have everything right here on the podcast ready for you. We are going to have a great, great show, post Street Stock National show right here on the Southern Dirt Track Report podcast. Should be good. We will be interviewing drivers, and we are going to try to make the show something special, something that you can look forward to each and every year after the Street Stock National. So. Thank you all so much for tuning in. God bless y'all all. Thank everyone. Don't forget to go like the 110 Sports Nation and our Nation Sports, should we say, the 110 Nation Sports. And that's about it. You got anything you want to say, Chris? Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, just great show here tonight, man. We appreciate all the listeners. As already said, you can find this on just about all your favorite podcast platforms. iHeartRadio is my favorite. Of course, Spotify. My mind went blank. Okay, iHeartRadio, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts. Man, you can find this place. This all over the place. We know that there's a million platforms to work off of, and what we try to do here at the 110 Nation is we try to tap into each and every single one of those lifelines. And so that broadcast is all around the world, and it takes listeners like you to keep us going, so we do appreciate the audience that you have brought to the 110 Nation family. Of course, you can check it out on the 110nation.com, 110nationsports.com. That's our home site, man. That's where business is produced for the 110 Nation family. And so make sure you guys check that out. There's a close points race going on in the street stocks for the crate race in USA street stocks. We'll keep our eye on that. It's going to be no show next Thursday night, no show Possum George Jones. But we might try to squeeze something cool in there, maybe try doing a live broadcast of the feature event Saturday night. For the Southern Street Stock National by radio, but I don't have an approval for that, so that we may be in trouble there, as I have not asked permission. But just a cool way to tap in. If not, we'll give you guys some updates and let you guys know what we're doing. And so it looks like Jared Hudson. Okay, Jared calling in. What we're trying to do here, Artie, was we were trying to give Jared a chance to figure out how to produce just in case you guys ever needed in case I was out, you know, basically. It's part of the family to teach each other what the tools are and how to use them. And so we were giving Jared a shot here tonight. Unfortunately, it didn't work, but we'll keep on chipping at the old block there and see if we can't get some people cross-trained around here as we learn the tools that we're working with. We're ready to add this thing to a lot of other places as well, YouTube, Ustream, several other platforms to help generate popularity into this show. And just a great job, Artie. You've done a great job. And you've given us a lot of shout-outs, more credit than what we deserve. You have an awesome show. And being able to bring these people on each week, and you know how many announcers you got coming onto the show, bro? Holy heck, man. I didn't know I had so much competition out there. Wow. There's a lot of young
of
them,
yeah.
on the microphone. I know me and Ross have been doing this a while. Ross, he has about 40 years on me. So, I'm kind of next in line there as Billy James. Of course, he had been around a lot longer than I had. But he's retired at this point in time. So, you know, it's just good to be able to hear these different personalities from different racetracks call in. Ron Southern and Landon Wallace and the guy from up there at Greenville. Just awesome to be able to hear all these different announcers come on. And tonight, a new one, I guess, from Dothan Speedway. So shout out to those that work within the industry and volunteer their time. If anybody thinks we out here to make money, they're crazy. It's definitely we do this for the fun and the love of racing. But great show, man. I'll bring Jared on and move myself back to the closet there. But no show next week.
Jared, you there?
Yeah, super great show tonight. Real great show. I enjoyed it.
Awesome. Thank you, man. We try here at the Southern Dirt Track Report. You know, when we first had this idea, it was kind of like, I didn't know which way I wanted to go with it. But I think we're doing great. I think it's going to take off, and I really do believe that it's been a great, great show.
Oh, yes. And I think as long as we keep God first, everything will work out and it'll explode.
Amen. Amen on that. Look, he is number one. He cannot be number two in anybody's life. He's got to be number one. And
that's right. Jesus is driving my race car. I want Jesus in victory lane.
Yep, definitely. And y'all, speaking of that, y'all say a prayer for me. I got to go to the doctor. I got high blood pressure through the roof. I'm right there at a stroke level. I've been there for about a week now. So I have to find a doctor, and I have to find a doctor that can help me out. And unfortunately, every doctor that I call is like, the waiting list is like 6-7 months. So I'm trying to find a doctor, and hopefully we'll get there. So, but that is it from us. We appreciate everybody tuning in. I love you guys. God bless. And we will see y'all in 2 weeks. The 12th, we are not having a show. We're going to Street Stock Nationals. But no show next week. The next show will be August the 19th, and then we'll do a show on August 26th as well. So we love you guys. We'll see y'all soon. God bless. Thank you to the 110 Nation Sports. We love y'all. Good night.
Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. So it's good, but it looks so clean. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. 3 feet for the little bull ring. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. Waffle House with a dirt track queen. Yeah, now that's a dirt track thing. Rolled through the pit gate, pit pass paid. Bubba Dunn called, said he got a spot saved. Lil Dave said that he drew a 35. Probably gonna put him third row inside. Hey, it's still sloppy on the bottom. Hit him on the high side, I guarantee you got him. I'm like, dude, I'm on the outside pole. Looking like another W for K-Mo. All cars to pack the track. Better see mud or you're starting in the back. I don't think so, lady. The chrome arrows too clean for y'all, baby. Call my heat to the stage and lane. Turning them heads when they hear my name. Everybody knows that I came to win. As I say a little prayer and let the show begin. Wide open when the lights turn green. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing. Throwing mud, but it looks so clean. Yeah, buddy, that's a dirt track thing.